human destiny on the line. Will humanity awaken before it's too late? I don't know. It's up to you, isn't it?
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I wrote that liner about 5 years ago, and since then we've regained the state to a great extent. Neocons are kicked out. The leftists are battling to maintain their beachheads. And we are launching attacks at the spiritual level with patriots all over the world pushing for a pro-human future, from Brazil to Japan, from South Africa to Italy. The fight is now on, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. So, yesterday, I began the broadcast with the chemical and biological war going on against the human species. Because if you look at everything going on, this is the main globalist attack. And it's the main thing I've been told on record and off the record. You've seen it all over the news. Jones has been taken off all the platforms because he's being mean to transgenders. So they take one group, they brain damage them with chemicals, they sterilize them, children they target. Then if you try to help them, they say you're being mean to the wonderful transformation that's happened. And then once they've set that precedent, they roll out with all the other chemicals in the food and water that will completely sterilize the entire population. So like a parrot or an owl will reach over to a branch that's about to get on and put its beak on it to test the perch. They're testing the perch right now. The globalists, when they see big crowds of people or when they see big happy families, they're not happy themselves. And they see that as someone they want to exterminate, someone that's eating into their food. The globalists created the fiat currencies. And to do that, they had to debase everybody else's savings. But then they look at the whole value of the world and they look at, like, well, we have more wealth than the 1%, the 1/10 of 1% than everybody else. So we don't even need these people, even though they've created the wealth and everything else. You have this imaginal digital fiat number that represents everything. So you're saying it's my planet and I stole it through fraud and it's all digital. I don't really hold it or control it. But because you exist, you're hurting valuable resources. Instead of saying, oh, we're all in this human experience together, let's not suppress technology, let's go off war, the decision has been made to murder you and your family. But see, if they march out and shoot you, the soldiers are going to say no, and they're going to see dead kids, and people are going to fight back, and yeah, even the U.S. controlled by the globalists, who controlled both Vietnam and the U.S. in that experiment, couldn't defeat the Vietnamese because they were nationalist. Communism was just the operating system. But at core, they were nationalist, and they were willing to fight back. And they were a team, and they were cohesive, and you couldn't beat them, no matter how many you killed, because resistance is victory. But if they'd have been taught and had chemicals put in their water and been beguiled by Hollywood, And taken over their education system, they would have slit their wrist and eased into that hot bath real fast. But the globalists knew if they could capture America and poison us with that Satan snake bite, that we would then fall to the system as a Trojan horse, and that everyone else would then, seeking out the American dream, find that it was a nightmare and that we had fallen, and with them, everyone else. So that's the plan on this Wednesday, November 21st, 2018, global transmission. Stay with us. We'll be back on the other side to lay out the plan now taking place to sterilize your children, to give you cancer, and to steal everything you've got. It's a fact. They want to murder you. It's all part of being usurped.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I wish that what we talked about here wasn't the zeitgeist. I wish that what we discussed here was not the truth. I wish that I was a liar. I wish that I'd betrayed you. I wish that I'd been wrong all along. But the truth is, we're the most demonized, most lied about, most attacked broadcast in the world. Because for whatever strange twist of fate, InfoWars is bullseye on target. Think about that. The average person is going to watch football. The average person is going to worry about their own company and their friends and having a good time. They're not going to read all the books Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote. They're not going to read Julius Caesar. They're not going to read David Rockefeller or Adolf Hitler. I was the weirdo that did it. And I suddenly saw in what they were planning was happening. I remember being a kid, and my dad was into history, so was my mom, and there were all the bookshelves all over the house, even in, like, hallways, bookshelves, books everywhere. I'd look at the cover. I would grab, like, The Technotronic Era in Between Two Ages by Brzezinski when I was, like, 3 years old, and I would look at it out of all the books, and I would say, oh, that's an interesting book. You know, a criminal element of the government ships in the drugs and runs the child kidnapping rings and all the rest of it. And I'd say, how do you know that? And he'd say, oh, well, when you get bigger, you'll know about it. But they believe they control the crime by being the crime. That's how they sell people. But really, it's to expand the crime. And all these years later, here we are. The day before Thanksgiving. And what is the big secret? There's a lot of big secrets, but if you want to understand everything from the globalist mindset, it's stealth. And if you just see people as seeds, well, you can burn a whole field. Once you have the seeds, you can replant. And you can choose which seeds you want. That's the godlike behavior. Oh, you don't deserve free will. You don't deserve a destiny. No, real leadership knows how to just wipe all these groups out because it has true vision. And that's why it should be in power, is because it is in power. So that gives it prima facie right and to rule. But the big secret that I hope people pay attention to, why the enemy now just always seeking to shut me up. If we kill him, it makes him a martyr. Let's kill his name. Let's shut him down. Let's use him as an enemy of freedom. Let's build a straw man, Godzilla, to attack the world that isn't Alex Jones, but that we say is Alex Jones. That's their plan. But what is it I'm saying? It's that silent weapons for quiet wars. Read those papers. Which is nothing compared to the real silent weapons for real quiet wars. That was just somebody in mid-level briefings that got part of it, Colonel Alexander, that wrote about it and wrote books. Silent weapons for quiet wars. Killing you softly. You never know who killed you. You die 10 years later, or your child dies. They've got reasons for it. Because even those that did it don't know why it happened. Silent weapons for quiet wars. So the whole science is the Earth's overpopulated, according to them, which it is because they made sure it was, so they could have more people to kill. It's more fun. And the most important thing is getting high IQ people to join with the killing at the end so that you get their souls. Because there's more levels to this than just what we're supposed to see. See how that works? So if they're going to reduce the population of Western countries 20, 30 points, they know the adjuvants and chemicals and the vaccines that'll do it. But statistically, some people are going to have bad reactions. That's going to kill certain numbers of people. So you have a secret multi-billion dollar fund for smarter people that sue and get upset, where you make them stay in court for a decade and then give them a paltry $1 million for their dead or brain damaged child. Because real leaders in the actuaries understand you have to break eggs to make omelets. That's their sick thinking. Oh, but they all eat non-GMO. They all drink filtered water. None of that. They have statistics to even admit it. The ultra rich do not take vaccines because there are not vaccines that have been developed that are actually meant to be therapeutic. The science of the medical system is to kill, not to heal. That's why they got rid of the Hippocratic Oath 20 years ago. But I digress, my friends. We're replacing an altruistic priesthood with a priesthood of death. And so the great secret is you don't want to shoot somebody outright out in the middle of the square, a woman, a child. Because their husbands and their brothers, even if they're not warriors, will get a gun or get a weapon and kill you. But if you have somebody else who means well, administer a vaccine or have them mother gives them a GMO crop, then they get a disorder and they die and no one knows what hit them. Nobody knows what ran them over. And in the satanic order, killing a child, but making him go through excruciating years of pain and fighting for their lives when you've got the cure. Oh, fighting for that life when you know you're killing them. Oh, that's so much better than just having a bunch of witches torture a baby and cut it up and suck its blood for an hour while it cries with mommy. It's so much better to do it for a couple of years. You see? And so the big secret is killing you slowly, but never letting you know what hit you. Never know what hit you. By the time it hits you, you're already dead. You're already run over. And so that's the big satanic secret. They put chemicals in the water to confuse your gender. Then they tell your child when they're brain damaged, you're a girl, you're a boy when you're not. And they just roll it out and no one knows what hit them. Because in real war, if you're like the Nazis that invade North Africa and France and Poland and Czechoslovakia and Austria and Russia, people finally line up and fight you. And the Russians at first didn't like the communists. They were like, oh, you're here to save us, until they found out they were being robbed and killed. Then they lined up and fought. But see, if the Nazis were smart and just flew over the airplanes and sprayed chemicals that say killed you in 2 or 3 years, by the time the Germans rolled in, the Nazis, it's declassified Nuremberg. They had plans. They had smarter Nazis, same ones that came up with the space program we got, that said we should just put chemicals in the food and water that retard them and sterilize them and have a slow economic program with the European Union. And then phase two, we'll get Eastern Europe to join it, and then we'll just sterilize them and poison them. But Hitler didn't want to wait. Juncker's grandfather did. And that's why when Hitler failed, they put Juncker in charge. And we're under the Juncker plan. Doesn't matter Juncker's a drunken moron that can't hardly talk now. It doesn't matter. His granddaddy wasn't and had about 180 IQ, but was purely in line with Satan. They had SS rituals where they would bring in the best SS men and he would personally cut their heads off so that he could then look into their eyes and connect with Lucifer. You think I'm joking? That's declassified. It's only in British wartime reports and a few others, but you can find it if you want. So remember, they want to kill you and never let you know what hit you, so you can't fight back and you never know where it came from. All of us are already walking dead. The weapons we know about are old. They've got new ones hitting us. But I thought you deserved to know who was doing it. Yes, this is 21st century warfare. This is how the devil fights. Stay with us.
Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So real warfare is not chivalrous in the 21st century. It's silent weapons for quiet wars. It's chemical, it's biological, it's cultural, it's spiritual poisoning. And it's all around you. And it's done by wicked, heartless corporations working with other heartless groups like the Chi-Coms, Juncker, and the EU to do this. And they're doing it by design. And many of their own scientists go public and try to stop it, and they get killed. We'll say, well, why haven't you been killed? Because I never worked for them. And now they don't want to make me a martyr. So they're killing my name. They're killing who I am. They're destroying me. But that's okay. Because that's what people are supposed to do if you're a man. I want to get into their biggest move to silence us so we can't warn people ahead of the acceleration, the expansion of the human Holocaust that's about to happen. So we'll do that here in just a moment on this day before Thanksgiving 2018. I've talked about this, but people always say, oh, the best sales of the year are on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. No, they're not. On average, companies just increase the price before and then lower it, and then it's an artificial sale. But when we really do big sales, we tell you. And this sale, the one we did like a month ago, was the biggest ever. This one's the biggest ever after that because we have to sell all our inventory ahead of the year so we don't have to pay taxes on it. And as you know, they're trying to take our payment processors away. So I have the attitude of just, we're going to go lean and mean and not keep a bunch of stuff on inventory anymore. We're just going to sell everything out and sell stuff as it comes in. So these are the best deals we've ever done. Black Friday, all week long, it's going on right now. You can get water filtration for 49% off. The Alexa Pure Probe, leading competitors are $350. They usually sell for $250. They're the best system out there. At $127, they're selling to us at cost. Give it as a great gift. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Store-wide free shipping. 50% off on all the supplements. Up to 75% off on other items. You know, we got a lot of great t-shirts we never promoted. And so we're selling them at cost. T-shirt cost is $6. We're selling it for basically that price. I mean, they're just the best deals ever. So thanks for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of Black Friday week right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, in the time I have left here in this segment, I'm not going to be able to do this justice, but I'm going to try. You've got a professor, a woman from Turkey. Turkey's gone pure radical Islam. Coming here, part of this whole Democrat push, because I read the article, saying we're in a national crisis. Nationalists are taking control from us. So we got to get them off the air, and we got to move past Alex Jones. We got to ban them all. So I'm going to read part of the article, because I never got to this a few days ago. He who must not be named. And notice it's a black hand pulling me into darkness. Oh, how liberal, how loving. What Alex Jones and Voldemort have in common? I thought Voldemort comes from the dark and grabs people. See, I'm red in the image. They're kind of telling you the truth. I got red blood like we all have. I'm angry. I'm red, white, and blue. Look, red, white, and blue. But the black hand is. So they always tell you the truth to the subconscious. Subconscious is being told, we're getting your ass, America. You're not going to stop us. You bet I'm fighting for my life. You bet. That's actually what it's like every night when I snuggle in. The entertainment begins. But the point is, for all these witches, as she's saying, I'm the devil. I'm the devilish archetype. But in their own iconography, they are the devil. Dragging the red, white, and blue. The red of our blood. The blue of the night sky of God. The whiteness of our soul if we love God. Into oblivion, into us, as if we don't see, as if we don't know. They're saying, join us or we'll take you to hell. No, joining you takes us to hell. So read the disgusting, filthy article for yourself. When Alex Jones crashed the congressional hearings looking into big tech platforms back in September, their censorship, Lord Voldemort kept coming to my mind. Even if you hadn't read the Harry Potter books, no, I don't read that. You probably know that almost no one in the wizarding world will speak the archvillain's name aloud. He is referred to only as he who must not be named, or you know who. In the final book, Voldemort puts a curse on his name. so that merely uttering it acts like a beacon for the wizard's crew of Death Eaters. All the globalists bring is death. But now in a curse, they're telling you, uttering the cure, Americana, God, what we support. Alex Jones is a symbol of that. No, he's the devil. But Chi-Com's back her and the censorship. And she goes on to say, don't worry, it's his last gasp. He desperately went to that congressional hearing and was on every channel and took over. As if I can't show up to all of them, as if I'm not planning that. They never even saw that move. They don't even know. I have all these moves in place, but I'm just waiting for this to play out because it's so delicious. She says that it's my last gasp. Oh, yeah, lady, we're really... I got some smart advisors, and they say, act like you're going down, but I just can't lie to the audience. This is ridiculous. We're annihilating these people, and they've got some woman from Turkey who flees the evil and then comes here and gets taken into the deep state leftist and calls for me to be shut down and then puts some intimidating image out like this and literally thinks everyone's buying into this. You will be my last gasp. When you give up on me, I don't even care. Because it means we've lost. You giving up on InfoWars is like you giving up on yourself. Eager to communicate something crucial about the evil Lord's latest plan. The evil Lord's. Harry at one point blurts out Voldemort's name. Alexander Jones. Alexander Emmerich Jones. Which followers are many, many scary pages. Jones is a kind of real-world Voldemort. Oh, yeah, not Henry Kissinger, not David Rockefeller, not Hillary Clinton. Speak his name to condemn his conspiracy theories, and you draw more attention to his hateful ideas. It's like fighting fire with oxygen tanks instead of fire extinguishers. I'd actually fight a fire with oxygen tanks. It'll explode blood, all the other oxygen, and go out. The tools breathe more life into... the flames. And she goes on to how she never mentioned me and how I always worked to be in the New York Times. This is the most sycophantic. The New York Times isn't even toilet paper. He's deplatformed. He's had his last gasp. He's over. But we have to work and pressure the internet to ban all other conservatives and control all information. I mean, she's literally the Voldemort saying an age of darkness to the press must come. As the Washington Post and others say, democracy dies in the dark as they try to bring the dark. And they just do this, and it's so pathetic. And this is who they can get. This is the vassals they can get to carry this out. The truth is, it's not about me, because I want to serve my purpose and be honorable to God, so I'm a very humble person. You have no idea what you've done, and you're so ridiculous, as if my archetype is the devil. That's really funny. My archetype is just a farmer. But farmers fight.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
In the middle of this historic Election Day coverage, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Joining us for this segment is George Papanopoulos, who I did say back during the time when the whole Russiagate thing started, I said he might be one of the double agents just because the story sounded so ridiculous that he talked to somebody connected to Russians in a bar in Italy, and then that made him a Russian agent, and he was, you know, pleading guilty or whatever. I said, that's asinine. He's since come out and said, we know it was a setup by the leftist CIA. It's all confirmed. And indeed, he did absolutely nothing wrong. And they just later said, oh, do you remember that you talked to somebody for 5 minutes in a bar and they brought up Russia to you? And then later, when you were asked about it by Mueller, you didn't remember it. So we're going to get you on lying to the FBI. So I've just set the table there of what has happened. He's been totally vindicated now, and he's had a lot of courage, George Papadopoulos, formerly the Trump campaign, to come out and say that he was set up. So I appreciate you coming on, George. Give us your take on what's really happened, the Mueller investigation, and where you see this going.
Alex, thanks so much for hosting me. It's a real pleasure. No, you're absolutely right. Look, I think I used to be patient zero, I guess, of the fantasy of Russia collusion. And unfortunately, I was patient zero because I had two problems. One, I couldn't talk for myself. And two, I had the New York Times and other newspapers create this fake narrative and false narrative around me that I was, you know, colluding. I was, you know, talking with Russian agents. I was doing all this. Now, the only problem that happened was, or actually the only benefit that came out of this entire story for me from when I wasn't able to talk, was that everyone that the New York Times or any other newspaper dug into, for example, Joseph Mifsud, Alexander Downer, Stephen Halper, all these people, they weren't Russians at all. They were actually Western intelligence people. So it was really funny because, you know, I'd always get questions from various newspapers. Oh, can you tell us about the Russian agent, Joseph Mifsud, the professor that you just talked about? And I said, I have no real information about him because he really couldn't introduce me to anyone of substance in Russia. And then later on, I have all these new journalists come to me and tell me the guy was actually working with the MI6. And now his own lawyer is saying that the FBI was guiding him when he was interacting with me. So just to basically summarize, it's a very confusing story. In 2016, I'm on a business trip to Rome, and I meet this man named Joseph Mifsud. He's a Maltese professor. This professor, a month later, he drops this information on me that the Russians apparently have Hillary Clinton's emails. Now, I didn't understand what he was really, you know, talking. It was openly rumored that Clinton's State Department server had been hacked. So he drops this information on me. About a week later, Alexander Downer from the Australian embassy wants to meet with me. And during this meeting, he's recording me. He's asking me very strange questions. He's telling me that the Australians are watching what Trump is doing. The British are watching him very closely because of his support for Brexit and that he's a pariah. Now, this guy, I have absolutely no memory of ever talking about emails with him. Apparently, he created this fake story that I talked about emails with him to justify this investigation. That's the current narrative. I mean, it's a lot more complicated than anybody could possibly think, but I'm just trying to lay out the groundwork.
Let me boil it down just in 30 seconds and then see if this is accurate from your own inside experience. It's very simple. They want to discredit the election of Trump. They want to be able to cover up their illegal spying on Trump, which has now all been confirmed. So they had different MI6 and CIA operatives and actual agents come up and talk to different Trump people about Russians so that they had some type of connection to people in the Trump operation and Russians, even though they were the ones instigating it and even though you were faithful to the United States.
That's absolutely right. To this day, I've never traveled to Russia. I've never met a Russian official. I don't have Russian friends, and I don't even go to Russian restaurants. So this guy, this professor, he's connected to Western intelligence. He just drops this information on me like a dangle, just so that, you know, you're caught at the wrong place at the wrong time kind of thing. And then I had a target on me for talking to apparently a Russian agent, and then that allowed the MI6, the CIA, and obviously the FBI to, you know, follow me, follow the campaign.
And then they use that when they're already legally spying to parallel construct and go then open the official investigation into Trump using you.
I guess that's a story. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make sense to probably all of your listeners and probably to all of America. I mean, we at this moment, America is fully behind me. I'm just slowly getting this story out, and everyone is just really shocked. I mean, I know you're probably
George,
shocked.
George, I'm not shocked. I'm not at liberty to talk about it, but I reported to the FBI. They tried the same crap on me, but I instantly blew up.
No, you have to. And that's actually, you know, I had two options. One, I could have gone off into the sunset in obscurity and just bit my lip and allowed this story to follow me the rest of my life. But then you know what I said? Absolutely not. I need to tell America the truth because this is much bigger than just George Papadopoulos. You know, I'm going to have my life moving forward no matter what. But America was always going to be duped under this fantasy that Trump was colluding or that the campaign was in the pocket of Russia. That's absolutely the furthest thing from the truth. Trump had nothing to do with Russia. I had nothing to do with Russia.
And so you're Patsy one, you're patient zero, which not just you saying this, it's all been vindicated, it's all come out. Mueller is a known gangster, though. People he handled, like you know, the fellow that just died, the famous Irish mobster from Boston, Whitey Bulger. These are people you don't want to mess with, and I know you probably got threatened. Are you at liberty to get into what it was like when Mueller, who delivered uranium to the Russians on Tarmac, the real agent, when he was breathing down your neck, what that was like?
No, I can't get into anything specific about my interactions with the FBI or Mueller himself, but you know, all I can, you know, really focus on at the moment is just all the characters around that led me to be, I guess, involved in this, because I think that's the real problem. You know, I think the lead up, the setup that created this mess that we're all in right now, I think that's the most important thing. And I think those people who are responsible are the Obama DOJ, the Obama State Department, and the Obama CIA. So those are the people that need to get back in front of Congress. And I think Congress needs to ask them absolutely new questions now that new revelations about my story has come out, just so that, you know, America has a much more clear picture of what they were doing and why they were trying to set me up in the campaign.
Wow. What's your gut level or any of your contacts thinking that Mueller's going to try next? Because he's not just leaking that he wants to indict Stone with no evidence. They're also at the grand jury and over 50 people asking about me. That's another reason I know how fake this is. I have zero connection to the Russians.
Look, I have no idea what anything in the future is going to be. All I know is, even though it's a risk, and many people are telling me it's a risk of me going out and talking about my situation, for me, the real, you know, jail sentence, a life sentence, actually, would be if I had lived in this notoriety as a traitor to my country. And that's something I wasn't going to allow to happen. So that's all I could say about that.
Well, I appreciate what you've done. It's obvious you did nothing from the beginning. That's why I was saying, why are you at first going along with it when you did absolutely nothing? The guy talked to you and then told you about some Russian stuff that was already public news. And I mean, clearly now you're coming out against him, you're speaking out, you've been vindicated, you weren't the mole. We know who some of the moles are now. In fact, when I said maybe you're the mole, I did get contacted by people that are really insiders. They said, no, it's not George Papadopoulos, it's not him. And they told me who the moles were.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was, you know, let's just say that I know of one myself. I can't talk about it publicly yet. I think Congress probably is going to disclose that at a future time, but if I knew of one, and you know, you're talking about certain, there are probably many in the campaign. I mean, there were many eyes around in 2016, and they weren't there to help Trump. I mean, I think they were really there to keep a close eye on him, to make sure that they had him under a thumb if he was elected president, and to have sabotaged his campaign, you know, if he was elected president as well, so that he wouldn't face the problems he's facing today. But the guy is. He's vindicated. I mean, he has tremendous support by the American people, and he's doing great. And I just implore all Americans to vote red today.
Absolutely. George Papadopoulos, I know you've got to go. You said maybe you could do two segments. Let's just do a half a segment, because you're a smart political cookie. I want to come back and just briefly get your take on the election, what's at stake, and more. It's a George Papa 19 on Twitter. Twitter at George Papa 19. Go directly there to get what's really happening, not what they say about George. And this takes a lot of courage, folks, going up against Mueller after what he's been through. This guy has really proven his salt. Guest for a few more minutes here. I want to get his take as former campaign member of the Trump 2016 success, his view on what's currently happening today. But you heard him say something really powerful earlier, coming out saying, I'm not a traitor. I was set up. MI6 CIA came and talked to me about Russians. They admit he never offered to do anything for Russians. And then later they go, oh, you talked to somebody at a bar a year ago that mentioned Russians. And you didn't tell us that. And you're like, oh, yeah, well, that guy wasn't a Russian. He was British. They admit no discussion of money, no discussion of being a traitor, no discussion of selling anybody out, no discussion of anything. But, oh, you forgot you talked to somebody that brought up Russians to you. That is insane. He said the ultimate life sentence would be being known as a traitor to your country. But here's the real traitors. The whole leftist stay-behind networks the Democratic Party and the State Department, the CIA and the Justice Department, openly trying to block Trump's agenda. We'd be much better off, even though things have already turned around, if it wasn't, you know, for them being in there. They wanted to use the state apparatus of counterintelligence against foreign countries, against U.S. citizens, and then set them up and imprison them to discredit a populist pro-America election. That adds insult to injury. So other points on that, George, we really appreciate your courage. I really admire, you know, when I started seeing you a few months ago saying, I was shut up, it's all a lie. Because let me tell you, you know, you're dealing with some very, very dangerous people. But what was the moment when you decided you had to just come out and just really get in their face?
You know what it was? Actually, you know, my wife and my girlfriend at the time and wife, she's been going public for months. And, you know, she actually knew the guy who told me about the information. And because that the guy that she used to work at the European Union, you know, she was a diplomat in Europe. She's Italian. And she told me the guy that told you that information about Russians, you do realize he's connected to the Clintons. He's connected to the socialists in Europe. He's connected to MI6. And he's connected to the State Department. And I didn't believe her. I was an idiot. And I said, it's impossible what you're telling me. This guy was, he must have been Russian. How would he have that information? She said, you're crazy if you plead guilty. So she went public. She started defending me. And then all of a sudden, the moment that the light bulb struck in my head was during the sentencing memorandum that was written by the government about me, where they mentioned this professor. And they said that Papadopoulos helped him evade. And we don't know who he is. And he has no connections to Russia. Once I saw that, I said, this thing's an entire scam. I was set up, and I'm going to have to go on the warpath now because my reputation's on the line, and the integrity of this entire investigation's on the line, and Trump himself, you know, is probably on the line in many ways, depending on how this investigation goes. So I didn't want me to be responsible for the fall of President Trump, who I admire, adore. I think he's a great statesman. He's doing tremendous things for this country, and I also didn't want America to be duped. So I just wanted the truth out there, and I said, if I'm not going to tell the truth now, it's never going to come out. It's now or never, and I just decided to do it a couple months ago, and I think it was the right decision.
Well, I got to say this right now, and I apologize to you on air, that when I saw you at first going along with it, I thought this must be a setup because he did nothing wrong. This is so stupid. But then basically the same thing happened to me, and I was so dumbfounded, I kind of got in your position, and I was like, this is so unreal. Like you said, even though you're political, you're smart, you still don't believe there's that many criminals in the government and the system. When you come face-to-face with it, it's dumbfounding, isn't it?
The moment that this guy's lawyer, he has a lawyer named Stephen Rowe in Switzerland, and he went public, I think, the day before I testified on Capitol Hill, probably 2 weeks ago, and he said, everyone, the charade is done. My client was never working for the Russians. In fact, if you ever say he's a Russian spy again, we're going to sue you, meaning any newspaper. He was working for Western intelligence. So, you know, this whole thing just has blown up. This entire narrative has been upended about me involved with a Russia conspiracy. And if I was patient zero and I was the center of Russia collusion with no Russia context, then in my opinion, this entire thing is a fabrication.
Oh, of course it is. It's the Clintons that are knee-deep with every foreign power that'll buy them. Well, let me just add this point. This is like corrupt cops who get caught sometimes in their own surveillance camera because they forget planting drugs on somebody. It's like they came to sell you drugs. They came to sell you Russia collusion. You didn't accept it. And then they bust you for taking drugs you refused to take. I mean, it's beyond that. They didn't even really say there was any Russian collusion. You just forgot that somebody a year before mentioned something about Russians. This is just insane. And now, if I'm at an event or whatever, there'll be some obvious operative walk over and go, we want to talk to the president about submarines for Taiwan. And then the Navy SEALs I'm with freak out because they realize they've already made who my security is and are opening a national security case by just who I'm with because they already know classified info that I'm with guys that are in super classified deep submarine operations. And that's what I'm telling you is when you realize the level we're dealing with actual spies from the Democratic Party and deep state that have total clearances and they're using it against all us and we're just loyal Americans. They're the traitors.
Look, and I need your listeners and you to understand that. I don't look, like I said, I think I tweeted a couple days ago. I don't know what the Russians were up to in 2016 because I never dealt with them. But what I do know for a fact is that the British government, the Australian government, the Obama State Department, and obviously the Obama administration as a whole were all colluding together. This wasn't simply an Obama administration operation against the Trump campaign and Trump himself. He was working directly with the British and the Australians. Alexander Downer from the Australian government was part of an operation to target me and to plant this false story that I was talking about in emails with him. He's come out three times and he's contradicted himself about what was actually said at that meeting. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. So the British obviously had an interest in Brexit not becoming a reality, and Trump at the time was supporting Brexit. So the British obviously had an interest to assure that, you know, they did their best to put...
Well, I mean, we always use them for illegal stuff. They use us for illegal stuff, including extrajudicial killings. That's a fact. So when they claimed that Judge Napolitano was stupid for saying that, they were just hoping the public was stupid. Please come back for a full hour soon. Come in studio. I'll send a crew to interview you. George, we admire you standing up for what's right. We know you've been proven to be correct, so I don't just believe you. I've trust but verify, as Reagan said. In the few minutes we have left, briefly, your take on this historic election.
Everyone, we need to vote red today. It's imperative. We want to continue the momentum from 2016, and we want to protect our borders. We want to continue the economic prosperity. We want to lift wages. We want jobs coming back. We want security in this country. We want our identity back. We want religious freedom enacted in this country. We all need to vote red. We need to implement President Trump's agenda, because if the Democrats take control, that's all going to be taken right from us.
Absolutely. And, you know, I see the numbers just like 2 years ago saying he's going to lose, we're going to lose, to referendum on Trump. Other than massive election fraud, folks voting the names of dead people, I've been predicting actually a red victory. The only question is, can we make it over the blue seawall of fraud and the Chinese government buying four-page ads in major magazines against Trump and Republicans? I mean, that's naked collusion. I want to see the shoe on the other foot. Whether we win or lose, we need to see investigations of collusion, election meddling, Beto O'Rourke, or Pedo O'Rourke, whatever his name is, you know, caught spending money to bring in the caravans. I mean, I think the Republicans need to stop being so passive and really get aggressive.
I agree. I agree completely, Alex. And hopefully everybody is motivated and energized, and they all go out and vote, because it's a historic election.
George, we'll talk to you soon. Godspeed, and let's cross our fingers and say a prayer that we have victory today. God bless.
Thanks a lot, brother. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah. He was later exonerated. And I said that even before he ever came on the show, or even before he came out and said I was set up, because I talked to folks that knew the inside skinny. He just couldn't believe it. And then when they said, well, you lied to the FBI, you'd remember meeting with a Russian agent. And then he was so shocked when they said the British guy was a Russian agent. He said, well, sorry, I didn't. I guess I did make a false statement. Okay, you're going to prison. And then that all got dropped. But you know, with no time served or whether, I mean, they threw that guy in jail. And then you experience it yourself. Where, hey, and a couple things have happened. And I mean, in one of the cases, I don't know anything about the submarines. And the people I was with didn't tell me anything about them. They were freaked out because what the guy specifically said was what they were involved in, and they were completely spooked by it. And that's what I'm dealing with, folks. I just want America to be run by America. I like free market. I like Ronald Reagan. I like JFK. I like Martin Luther King. I like Buzz Aldrin. I like the space program. I like the Second Amendment. I like having a good, strong nation. I believe in American exceptionalism. And I'm a loyal American. And that's why I'm so demonized, folks. Because the globalists, no, I'm mom and apple pie. My whole family's been mom and apple pie from the beginning, and they know it, and they're scared. And they know I'm willing to go all the way. And so they need to destroy Americana and say that I'm the traitor, or that Trump's the traitor, when they're the globalists, they're Hillary, they're Obama, they're the American haters. They say they hate America. So will America reject her own sons, real people that are loyal, and accept these traitors that would enslave everyone? That's the big referendum that's up on the table right now. That's what's happening. Hour two, spread the live links. Infowars.com/show. The censored show the enemy hopes you won't spread.
Living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America, America, America. We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar.
Watson, things are so incredible. I was hoping to be able to take, you know, 4 or 5 days off for Thanksgiving. The crew certainly needs it. They deserve it. But we all know Now that Trump has removed Sessions, that for whatever reason was involved in incredible dereliction of duty, the level of criminality is gone now, and they're put in at least the next 2 months until he's got to get confirmed. This Matthew Whitaker, this has hit the doomsday button for the left, for Soros, for the deep state. You've got the former attorney general saying, get out there, Antifa, get out there, moveon.org. And now we're going to see all sorts of doxing and harassment. We tracked a guy who came here that works for Brian Stelter, has been around here for quite a while. They have CNN people stalking me, not for the purposes of a documentary. They've got something big planned, Paul.
Well, this has been part of the revenge attack against everybody who helped Trump over the past 2 years. Clearly, they've targeted everyone in some form or another, whether that's character-wise or whether it's actual, you know, inciting physical violence against people. So at this point, I don't know what's coming next, Alex. I mean, this whole Mueller thing, they know it's baseless. They know there's nothing there whatsoever, so they're petrified about it going away, but it is going to go away. Like with the whole Roger Stone thing, we were talking about Danae Williams, you remember, right around that time, early October, when this whole WikiLeaks Assange Podesta leak was about to come out. None of us knew anything about it. We were talking about Danae Williams. I went back on the emails and checked it. Not a single reference to it. In fact, you even did a show when Assange originally planned to release some info, and he didn't, and you were bashing him. So we were actually briefly anti-Assange for a while when all that was going down, right before the Podesta leaks. So it's all absolute nonsense. All this is part of a revenge attack by the left against everybody, every single person who helped get Trump elected. And they're just not going to stop. You think winning the House is going to satisfy them for a while? No, it's only made them even more angry because they've failed in thinking this blue wave was going to happen when it didn't. So now they know that Trump's chances of re-election in 2020 have been boosted by this recent midterm result. And that's why they're getting even more irate, even more vicious and vindictive.
That's right. And Paul, now that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who, you know, looks like a 90-year-old lady at a nursing home, now, nothing against her, is very, very sad. But when you see her in public, she doesn't look like she knows what planet she's on. She just broke 3 ribs. And so that's really got to scare them. And this is just coming in. The bulldog, super respected acting AG Matthew Whitaker, will not recuse himself from Russia probe and won't approve presidential subpoena. So Trump looks like he has a real American now, and not that traitor Mueller. They are in absolute crap their pants mode at this point.
Well, I've said it from the start, Alex. I mean, to be honest, I lost interest in this whole Mueller thing months and months ago because they clearly had no evidence whatsoever. They were going after apartments that Trump had rented out to Russian people in the 80s and stuff like that, and trying to claim that was some kind of collusion. Absolute scrape in the barrel nonsense. You know, now they're talking about getting Don Jr. indicted. Again, that whole meeting that he went to, remember,
they admit there's no collusion with Russians.
Hillary Clinton and Fusion Deep GPS, who paid for that dossier, which came from Russians. They were the ones who colluded with Russians.
Paul, I know you want to take some time off, so do I, but how do you, I know you don't even sleep right now. This is just such an, what would you call in 30 seconds, this point of history we're in right now?
I mean, I hope everyone dials it down and, you know, cooler heads prevail, but it's, you know, it's very acerbic. It's very monumental time to be alive. Things are changing very quickly. You can get a mass shooting in the news. It's disappeared like 12 hours later. The news is absolutely crazy. Everything's sped up, unlike that doctored video. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting going forward, but we'll continue to battle on.
I have another guest who's really a smart cookie popping in for just a segment and a half, Paul. We're back in 60 seconds, but this is just in. Acosta now officially is saying he didn't even touch her and that we basically created a whole cartoon and that it's all fake. That's right. Now he's saying he didn't even touch her.
Media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got a guest coming up here in just a few minutes who came out and just lovingly, nicely pointed out that QAnon was saying a lot of things in the midterm of the QAnon thing, the fantasy, that really weren't true and ridiculous, and so much of what they said hadn't come true. We're just supposed to trust this little secret bot, though, not somebody that we know publicly. But now that Sessions is out, and now that you see the deep state war about to blow up, and you're about to see Mueller getting some big trouble, boy, what's QAnon going to do then? But I've learned, like in Nigerian scams, I've had friends, I've had some distant family that were like bragging, hey, I'm getting $1 million from Nigeria from Prince Boo Boo. And you tell them, no, that's a famous scam. First, you give them 1,000 because you're going to get 20,000. Then they go, oh, Prince of Boo Boo can talk to you now on the phone, but they need 20,000 and then you get the million. And about the time you get the 20,000, you never get the million. But some folks get ratcheted up to 100,000 because they don't want to admit they got taken. And people get mad, man. People are like, shut up. You're just mad that I've got this deal and I know Prince of Boo Boo. And then it happened to me again recently, another Nigerian scam. It had been over 10 years since somebody in my family got sucked into Nigerian stuff. And they're still mad at me. They still do not believe that it was a scam. And they got $6,000. I almost give up at this point. I just don't know what to do. I'm not going to give up fighting, but giving up on people that don't get how the scam works. They get you on a little bit. And then you're invested, and then you never get out of it. It's like fake college degrees. Most college degrees are worthless now, 90%+. But people just get a second one, or a third one, or a fourth one, or a fifth one, because once they've got their arm in the wood chipper, you can't get it out. And it's like abusive relationships that's what happens, or abuse of the government, or socialism. If we just had pure communism, it would suddenly be free. No, for all you socialists that wonder why you're so unhappy. It's because you're domesticated. But that is all a side issue. Two AG sessions, and our next guest has a lot of info on. He's a really smart guy, and so he's going to be popping in with us, and we have several other guests today, and I'm going to open the phones up as well. We're going to have Michael Graves and Owen Schroyer in studio. Matt Bracken's coming up, but this is such a huge time. The left is launching civil war officially, but getting back to in the civil war, the mainstream media, the corporate media, the collaborator media, the globalist media is going to get that much worse. So if you're a radio listener, you've always seen this on the news. You can go to InfoWars.com and go to Paul Watson's Twitter to see it for yourself. But now Acosta denies touching White House intern despite video evidence. He's saying that we totally faked the video. Even Fox News is saying it's doctored to deceive. And all Paul Watson did was download it, blow it up, zoom in on him, pushing her arm down and pulling the mic away from her. She's trying to get it away. President says, that's enough. He won't stop. Just like anybody else in any public event. You ever been to a place where you ask questions to a speaker? When your time's up, you'll get the mic up. They come and get it. So he pushes her arm down, pushes the hand back. He says, we're lies. It's all fake. And there's other camera angles of this. It's just, and all of the whole corporate media, Fox News, CNN, they're all together. Paul Watson's a liar. Alex Jones is a liar. Acosta did nothing. It's all fake. Sarah Sanders is bad. Trump's bad. This is disgraceful. So, Paul, I wanted you to have a chance to respond to them now saying it's not just doctored. He didn't touch her. And then while you're talking, just roll our C-SPAN unedited video. Don't even blow it up. Just show people over and over again for TV viewers the unedited C-SPAN. Here it is. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, he clearly touched her. She went to get the microphone. That's her job. He reached across her with his left arm and forced her arm down to resist or to restrain her or to overpower her. It wasn't assault. It wasn't battery. I mean, it wasn't much better than what Corey Lewandowski did, which he got charged with battery for that, of course, demonized by the mainstream media, based on 6 frames of video evidence, I might add. This video was not edited. They've got video editing experts. There's one with The Telegraph who says there are discrepancies between the C-SPAN version and the version which Sarah Sanders tweeted. Yeah, because it's been run through like 3 different programs, then re-uploaded, okay? Nothing was doctored. Nothing was changed. I posted screenshots from the video editing program showing nothing was sped up. There are little wavy lines on the track on Sony Vegas Pro 15 if a clip is sped up. Those were not there because it was not sped up. I did not speed it up. I did not doctor it. So they created a huge conspiracy, which some of them are now even trying to back away from. First it was, oh, fake doctored video sped up. Now it's, oh, debate rages. So they're trying to walk it back a little bit.
But look at her. She's trying to grab it away, and he's shoving her down and pulling it away. And we're showing unedited HD footage. Now let's blow it up for TV viewers again, and let's go in slow motion. Blow it up. and slow motion, please.
Yeah, watch his left wrist and his left hand. It clearly comes down to restrain her, to stop her from getting, from retrieving the microphone, okay? That happened. No matter how many stupid claims you can claim about, like, little frames that are different because it's been re-uploaded and downloaded 6 times, that doesn't change the fact that what you're seeing is him physically resisting, having a physical confrontation with a woman, okay?
Paul,
it happened.
We're going to put this, what you just said, out in HD right now, to the world. Jim Acosta is literally 1984 level now, telling us 2 + 2 = 4, telling us that our own eyes are lies. They've been caught red-handed, and the corporate media, though, is all behind this, and you might get banned from Twitter now. That's their goal, saying you're fake. Jim Acosta wasn't even there, actually. That's fake video, too. Paul, let's keep tracking Antifa and the fact that the leader of the group that went after Cruz and after Tucker Carlson has called for killing police, Mike Pence, and others. That's pretty big news. This is pretty incredible. Great job, Paul Joseph Watson.
All right, thanks, Alex.
Okay, I appreciate our guest holding. He's only got this segment and the next. And again, he is Zachary Claywan. He's a former Army veteran, officer, patriot, knows a lot of inside intel. And I talked to a lot of generals and other people and former CIA black ops commanders, but he's fun to get on because he's just a smart guy and he knows a lot of these folks. And he's given me a lot of stuff that turned out to be very, very accurate in the past. But he was the guy trying to be nice to QAnon, but saying, you know, it's kind of like some of these fake Bitcoin companies. They're not all fake, but some of them are like, oh, trust this secret bot. It turns out to be a total Ponzi scheme. And so now they said, trust the plan. Trump will never fire Sessions. Sessions is good. Mueller's good. I can assure you, I've talked to high-level people. They hate Sessions, and they hate Mueller and know it's all crap. So now what is QAnon going to do? This has all happened, and then shifting gears away from that. I hope you all learn about this anonymous bot stuff and trust the experts and trust, you know, foggy oracles instead of people whose names are public and folks that are public. Zachary, then we'll move on to the next segment to the big enchilada, how big this is that Sessions was going to be canned. You texted me last week, said the word is just going down. And then what comes out of this now and this new guy they've got. But boy, I tell you, you and I are certainly vindicated.
Without question, and it's a pleasure to be back on to the Q movement with all sincerity. It seemed very appealing, but now we have our full transparency on what occurred here. And I just, you know, their whole movement was trust the plan, trust Sessions. Of course, last year, there was a clear line drawn in the sand when I stated on your show on InfoWars that Bannon would be gone, Tillerson would be gone, Haley would be gone, and Sessions would be gone in succession. And they looked at that as sort of the line in the sand. And obviously today, what's occurring, and it's no coincidence that the new attorney general, an individual that the QAnon movement, surprisingly, since they're almighty and all-knowing, did not know was coming, argued 2 years ago that Hillary Clinton should be criminally charged and he will go through with it. And it makes no coincidence. Make no mistake. This happens a day after the midterms because it was going to go one way or another, and it went one way, and so did we. So I don't know where these QAnon individuals are going to go now or look to for information, but I find it very coincidental that during its phenomenon, during its rise to fame, InfoWars, a hub of information and alternative media, gets deplatformed. So I would look to who was really behind that movement and how sophisticated the PSYOP was, because it was quite sophisticated. And believe me, these people are not our friends.
Well, notice, just like CNN and everybody else was attacking us, so was the foggy, all-powerful, all-Lord Q. I was going to be arrested. Everyone, you're going to be arrested. Trump loves Sessions. Sessions will be there. It's all about to happen. Always the sealed indictments, always for a year and a half going to happen. Unbelievable. But the people that have drunk the, you know, Kool-Aid, the Nigerian prince scam Kool-Aid, they're just going to double down, Zach. Let's talk about the future when we come back.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I know what they'll find, it's in their mind, it's what they want to see. Spare me from the rain, here comes the night.
Here comes the night. Antifa thinks we're scared of the dark. George Soros thinks we're scared of the dark. We live in the dark. We were born in the dark. Now the globalists are about to meet a real fight. Trump is releasing a titan, a junkyard dog, a demolition man with a huge wrecking ball right at the deep state. Get ready, because you could see Trump assassinated within days. You could see a nuke go off. You could see libertarian conservative leaders wiped out because the enemy is preparing to launch an attack. But we're ready. We're ready. But we could fall in this fight. I'm going to get more into that with Zach in a moment, because Zach, off the record, is a super smart dude. He'll come on the air. And I really appreciate him coming on, Zachary Lee Claywan. Zach, the QAnon thing buried. I don't want to fight with it, but clearly it was an op. We were very sad to tell people yet again about Nigerian scams being fake or other things like that being fake. They don't listen. They don't want to listen once they're invested in the lie. But now this guy, acting AG, says Hillary should be indicted. Yeah, this exactly. Also, a former U.S. attorney, Matthew Whitaker, enough evidence to have a special prosecutor investigate Clinton Foundation. No kidding. So now they are so scared. What does this signify? And from your intel and your sources, the highest levels of CENTCOM, because I know some of the same people, what is about to happen next?
We're in it right now. Like you said, something very, very serious could occur in the next couple of days as a retaliation, because what we have with the new appointment of Attorney General Matt G. Whitaker signifies a lot. And what you also have to understand is one day after this, Jim Mattis also releases a major statement. This is at a Free Beacon. I think they released it today. They just released this morning. They gave an official report. Defense Secretary Mattis is to stay on at the Pentagon. He says, despite of what the media was saying, I have no desire to leave the Trump administration. So he's doubling down his efforts at Gone. We now have Whitaker as the AG, and he, as he's, you know, stated 2 years ago, they will launch an investigation into the Clinton Foundation. So this is Fort Hood, this is Benghazi, this is Gaddafi, this is Vegas, this is a whole lot of things, and it symbolizes a lot of things. Obviously, the timing is immediately following the midterms, and this was on schedule, planned, and politically precise.
And of course, I don't want to get into inside baseball, but that stuff where he said Mattis is bad, Trump did all that, the globalists actually bought it. And obviously, just like a Godfather movie or something, Trump has sent people over to find out who really the traitors are. And now he knows the whole blueprint, the whole map. And I'm not bragging. Now Trump knows that my blueprint I already gave him is exactly on target. And so now what's happening is literally what I say now is taken at the highest levels, because I spend all my time doing this. And I'm not afraid to tell the president and tell the public and tell others, even though they want to silence me. So folks need to understand, I'm not bragging when I say this. They want us off air because I know exactly what I'm talking about. Here's George Soros' Media Matters. The InfoWars White House pipeline is alive and well. That's right. It never went away, fools. But here's the problem, Zach, and I know you're an expert in paramilitary stuff. I was told by high-level folks, but I could also see the shape of it, that if they're getting ready to really launch a bunch of violence or take the president out, they're going to try to take everybody out, a few thousand top people if they make their move. So if Trump gets killed, God forbid, they're going to move on everybody else that same day, pretty much simultaneously. Then they're just sending Antifa to everybody's houses first so they can set them up for the teams they're going to use. Do you have any intel on that? And other than Hezbollah groups hooked into some of the globalist deep state and MS-13, some of the type of hit teams they're going to be using?
The timing is classic when you look at the caravan approaching the country, the appointment of these individuals, the solidifying of what the plan, the true plan is moving forward in the second American Revolution. We have to be looking for anything. I believe the deplatforming of yourself was part of this attack. I believe these Antifa groups are obviously paid in provocateurs at root levels. But yes, we do have to look out for the obvious terror threats that are already present, and whether it be Islamic, whether it be lone gunmen, because like your guest said earlier, Paul Watson, we just had a shooting in California and it's not even news now. It's gone. So it's going to come from many different angles, but internally, what I could really get at is that's going to continue to occur. And when you have the appointing of Matt Whitaker, followed by the solidifying of the White House with Jim Mattis, all at the same time, following after McCain's death, the midterms, the Awan brothers there's information that's now, like, you know, going to come out in the next few days or weeks. It's already out, really. But truly what was going on with the Owen brothers and the true investigation into the Clinton Foundation, what we have is the whole shebang. This is it. We're in it, and they are capable of anything because their lives are literally on the line, as they should be.
And the good news is here, we're in deep crap. That's forced everybody to choose which side they're on. I wish we weren't in this situation, but you're going to now see some of the best people who aren't cowards come forward, and we're about to see a real fight for this country. But folks, you better choose a side. There is no middle of the road here. That's where you get run over. Everybody better get on their knees before God and ask which side you're on in all this. It's that simple. Because clearly Trump tried to tell the deep state, keep your money, your stolen money, just stop it. We're not going to destroy America. We're not going to do all this horrible stuff. We're willing to get rid of all your globalism. Just stop trying to run America in the ground. Let's just make a deal. They wouldn't do it. So now the gloves come off, and that's why they're so scared. And you can believe behind the scenes, Trump is about to turn the dogs loose.
Absolutely. We're in full effect right now. We called this out a year ago. This is not a shot in the dark, or this is very calculated. When I said Bannon will be gone, Tillerson will be gone, Haley will be gone, and Sessions will be gone, that's on purpose. Certain things need to be fleshed out. Certain people need to be pushed to certain points to see which fork.
Yeah, QAnon was 100% wrong. You've been 100% right, and so have I. And I said we have a lot of the same sources. And because there was a plan to fix this peacefully, there was a plan to fix this the other way.
They were internal. They were internal. At one point, when it comes to that encryption and that sort of modality that they were using for that sort of psychological operation, they were saying things that were obviously inside baseball, meaning even our opponent within the deep state understands certain things that the general public doesn't. But the way they were manipulating truly, you know, free thinkers and truly people of, I would say, you know, what would be your listening base, was very sophisticated. It was
Q was a target to take down InfoWars. Q was a target to kill the human intelligence of the public working with the military and others. It was meant to just confuse everything and fry everything and make everybody kind of pacify and sit down and everything's fine, go to sleep, don't be involved, you know, keep Sessions in. Because everything Antifa and Soros and all of them is keep Sessions in. Q, keep Sessions in. CNN, keep Sessions in. ABC, keep Sessions in. And
well,
now I don't know how they put...
To attack you is to attack you and dox you and do certain things within their, you know, supposed, you know, areas of operation. They essentially attack you in my likeness. Yet when you get deplatformed, a major leader in a side that won't hurt them, they don't defend you. So it really gives you a real story of who these individuals are and the timing. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure out what's going on here.
Well, Zachary, you've been proven right. God bless you. Appreciate you coming on. Straight ahead, I'm going to open the phones up, cover all the latest news, but what's happening is so incredibly dangerous. I don't have words to describe it. It almost feels weird even being on the air talking about this. This is the most insane it's ever been in my 23 years. And it's about to get a lot crazier. You know,
another world.
When I was growing up,
another time in the age of
both my grandmothers were not arrogant people. They were very humble.
Another world.
They were also very smart.
Another time.
And they was, their voices would get real low when I was a little kid. And say, know your ancestors are, right?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And both my grandmothers told me that the Republic was going to be in threat. And that once again, we would have to sacrifice to save it. You hear this when you're like 8, 9, 10 years old. You think, this is really weird. My grandmother doesn't usually look like this. Their eyes on fire. They said, you'll learn the secrets later when you get older. But you've got to grow and you've got to learn those for yourself. And now, at 45 years old, and all the things we see happening, and how epic this struggle is, it's not embarrassing to hear about my ancestors. Now I begin to become their peer. And all of you have incredible backgrounds, even if you lost track of it. The fact that you're alive means your ancestors went through amazing struggles. And there's been good in the universe, and there's been bad in the universe, and we've been traveling on twin tracks into the future together. It's been a long battle. I get really guilty and I feel incredible weight on me. And believe me, I don't want to. I don't want to have a conscience that's so big sometimes. I think if sociopaths, it must be really easy for them because I'm not doing enough. I'm not fighting hard enough. I know how the enemy's bad. I haven't found the way to defeat them. But God says it takes time. Relax. You've already done good. Just keep it up. Just hold the line. And then the election came and went. Such pressure that I had to beat them. We had to stop them. And they got a small victory, but it didn't matter because they had to do so many evil things to get it that it woke up a lot of people. So at a spiritual level, as I said, even before the election last Monday, I said, we're winning, but we're losing. But in the long term, we're winning the war. And Trump's going to make his move. And now that Trump has fired Sessions, who is obviously scared and compromised, whatever they've got on him, and now he's gone. And now they've got somebody that's on record, and he's already coming out saying, the new attorney general, saying he will not recuse himself on the fake Russiagate. He will not accept congressional subpoenas. No one ever does that. Separate powers. All this crap. They are so scared right now that he would indict Hillary Clinton. The arrogance of the enemy is now clear. And then you look at how the attorney general, the former attorney general, Eric Holder, is running Antifa and MoveOn.org and putting out press releases saying that get out there at 900 sites, get out there and go to people's houses and intimidate them. Do you think going to Tucker Carlson's house? I know Tucker's got the big wasp hair and the nice suit and the gold watch his dad gave him, but I mean, you know people like Tucker Carlson. There's a lot more going on there than meets the eye. And if you think, yeah, we'll play this video in a minute. There's a bunch of these. If you think intimidating and threatening people's families makes them back off, it's the opposite, scumbags. Now, that said, we've not won this war yet. But if you take action, we will. There's an article on InfoWars.com. It's the live feed. Let's put it back up. Thanks for doing that. Watch live. Soros activates 900 Antifa terror cells. Leader of group calls for killing of police and Republicans. Red alert. Now, everything I said there is true. Earlier, I showed their press release. I showed Holder. I showed MoveOn.org. I showed the leader of it that sent the people to the house, the professor, saying all this. What is their response to that? I mean, if I was on the radio and on TV telling people, go and kill the vice president, it's one thing if I was some crazy dude, you know, in some house saying it. You send the Secret Service, you get a mental evaluation. You see if you've got the means to do it. If you're powerful and you say kill the vice president or kill the president, you get SWAT teamed. And I mean in an hour. Or somebody's going to get fired. So how did they have this unnatural position to do all this? Because they've had the attorney general. So a lot of people got sick of Antifa pointing guns at us and threatening us. And a little birdie told me that Antifa ran into some problems here. We haven't seen a lot of them out in Austin since then. But the whole point is, you guys are in a man's world. And Antifa, though, is only the cannon fodder, the minions that go out so they can set somebody up when the deep state sends the real killers. That's what I keep trying to explain to people. The fact that they have deployed these folks, and they're going to now go out to 900 targets, which is exactly what I said. I said 1,000 to 2,000 targets. Because that's about as much as anybody's ever tried to kill in one day when you do a political operation like this. So I'm going to tell you, if you're a prominent conservative or Christian or libertarian leader, if you're a Christian conservative leader who's never even been political, but they know privately from their spies and reading your email, they have computers to do profiles, that you'd stand up in an emergency, you may not even know you'd do that. They've got AI that says you will. Maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong. They're going to kill you. So a lot of you out there who are prominent billionaires, successful people who've never really been in the arena, but they've got your profile, they got a hit team coming to kill you. Because they got people inside your organization, just like the Nazis would do, ready to take over your company. They also want that money. They're going to use this political upheaval to get control of that infrastructure. They want full control. Now, just like authoritarians always do, once they get full control, it always falls apart because they don't want to run things anymore. They just wanted the control. So you become Venezuela or North Korea. So I don't have words right now to describe to you how incredibly serious the situation is. This is it. This is the attempt to kill the country 240 years later. And you're like, oh, America, it's not perfect. Have you studied what they're going to bring in? People ought to be on their knees to God begging we aren't defeated here. And I don't know what we're supposed to do at this point. I've already laid it all out. The president's taking action against him. The amount of traitors in the media and everywhere else, it's a problem. And maybe the country isn't even meant to be reprieved. All I know is I cannot stand down and go along with this. And I really feel sorry for people that serve the system, because the system you're bringing in is meant to destroy your own family and your own future. You know, they keep telling me that, hey, Alex, you might want to plug products. That's how we fund the operation. And it's true. Since I ended the big sale, our revenue has absolutely cratered the last week. And if we don't get funding, we won't be here. Plus, these are great products you need. So in this serious time, understand, we need war bonds. Look, just, you know what? Forget the deals, forget the specials. We got some of the biggest specials ever. And we got free shipping store-wide. But let me just talk straight to the camera here. We can go to camera one. We've changed the world with your help. You've changed the world through us. We've changed it through you. I'm in your hands. InfoWars is in your hands. The world's in your hands. I've got really great products that everybody needs anyways, but we need your funding. We need money to do this and to continue to fight and hopefully expand, because if you don't expand, you contract. There is no middle ground. I need everybody today to realize how real all this is. I told you about the Antifa doxing and going to the houses as the prelude. I even said they'll probably do it first with Tucker Carlson. I don't know how I know all this stuff. The point is that I need everybody to go. I really need a water filter system. And Alex Jones sells the highest rated ones out there, and they're 49% off right now. I should do that. Or maybe I already got one, but my cousin or my mom or my dad or my son or daughter doesn't have it. I'm going to get an Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system with 5-star reviews, 4.7 reviews. Or I'm going to get X2, which is selling out. We have the new X3. People go, well, wait, X3 looks a little bit weaker. Well, yeah, because it's got three types of iodine. So there's less of one and then more of the other two. And it's not about cheapening or having something else. It's cheaper to put one type in there. It's better to put all three in. Try iodine. So X3, 50% off as well. Free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com. Without you, we won't be here. So please support us. Thank you. Video coming up, The View, those harpies. Yuko say White House female aide committed battery against Acosta. She shouldn't have touched him. Well, wait, that's all fake video where she tries to get the mic back when he won't give it up and he shoves her arm down and grabs it away from her. Didn't happen. It's fake video that InfoWars has, like, you know, industrial light magic or Pixar. We just made it all. It's fake. At first, there was no altercation. It was, he didn't even touch her, he says. But again, we uploaded it, so it was a little bit gray because it was re-uploaded, and that, they say, is fake. Okay. They're all over the news. Fox News, CNN, ban InfoWars, ban Paul Watson. He's fake. Media lies, claims Acosta video is doctored. Press invents bizarre conspiracy theory to distract from Acosta's behavior. That's a great article by Paul Joseph Watson, but writer accused, reporter accused of fabricating Acosta incident or Acosta manhandling woman. No, let's just change Paul's. I'm actually the head of InfoWars. I'm the editor. I can even change headlines. Let's change Paul's headline. Here's the headline I want. I want reporter accused of doctoring Acosta overpowering woman at White House briefing stands his ground. Subheadline. Video was not edited, was C-SPAN original, only zoomed in so that you could see the manhandling clearer. Side-by-side videos show media involved in giant hoax. But wait, he says it never happened. But Whoopi Goldberg and the other liars, they say she assaulted him. Oh, my God, these people are unbelievable. But here's the problem. We have a new attorney general. We have 2 months until they seat that Democrat House that's going to go on. If you thought we've seen a witch hunt, baby, the new name of the Congress is going to be Salem Witch Trials. And they're going to go crazy. We got 2 months to clean out the executive branch, to start acting like it's the executive branch, and to start going after the crooks. And I think there's going to be criminal investigations, which we have them open and shut. Mueller delivering uranium. Hillary getting 30-something million to give 20% of our uranium. The Chi-Com deals, the illegal servers, the smuggling kids out of Haiti. I mean, there isn't one of these people. Mueller should be investigated for running Epstein's aircraft for that subgroup in the FBI. Not the whole FBI, but you know, the subgroup that would then have, you know, Epstein and world leaders having sex with little kids, and then they'd... Reportedly, old Mueller didn't get his old diggly-dong involved in it, but his old diggly-dong, but he sure as hell shot the video. That's what he does in his off time. Got some private production thing like, Mueller's a killer, aren't you scared? Oh, no, I'm fighting because he is. The only way to go up against this is head-on, baby. Rocket fuel. I'm like Humongous in Mad Max. I may not make it out of this, but I'm like, I'm turning the nitrous oxide on and... Or I'm like the guy on the front of the Humongous' truck where they like finally like get down with the bolt cutters and they have to like I'm not saying I'm the Titan, but I'm like a little baby Titan. Then we go to Clash of the Titans when they release the Kraken, because that's what I'm doing here. I mean, if I don't resist Mueller and other horrible people, I feel like I'm going to hell. It's like torture. I mean, look at these arrogant people strutting in front of the media like, they're badass. They'll deal with the electorate. They'll deal with the election of Trump. They'll deal with the 4.8% economy. They'll deal with taking care of the veterans. They'll deal with real show America. I'm Robert Mueller III. I'm married to the family that helped kill Kennedy. Why, we kill people. We're really scary. Yeah, there are other folks that do that too, Mueller. That's easy. Killing people's like taking a crap or having sex. Anybody can do it. But only patriots can go through their fear against the deep state and not join the power structure to make a better world. And that's why you fear us. Because we don't have fear. We only have fear of letting you run things. Stick with the plan. Stick with Mueller. Stick with Sessions. Why, they're jolly old pals with Trump. Meanwhile, I talk to high-level people. They're like, no, they're horrible. What does it matter? There was a message board on 4chan that was doxing Alex Jones and people because I'm the bad guy. I'm going to prison. I'm the one that doesn't like NAFTA and GATT. I'm the one that doesn't want TPP. I'm the one defending the Second Amendment. I'm the one defending free market. I'm the bad man. But no one knows who they are. They're the good guys because no one criticizes the shadowy guys with no credibility, no name, no nothing. The Peter Strzok's of the world there on the 4chan and 8chan board. Oh, yeah, that's QAnon right there on screen. There he is. I bet he sucked a couple of diggly-dongs last night. Anyways, the point is, I just like to say diggly-dong. Look at that, man. That is Jezebel spirit right there. You know, I don't think women can really be what you call bitches, female dogs. But old Strzok, it's men that act like bitches. Nothing weirder than a guy acting all Nelly. Like, it's the worst traits of a man, the worst traits of a woman, and then diggly dongs around. Peter Diggly Dong Strzok and the Diggly Dong crew. And it's all sycophantic. They all just worship each other. And you say, you hijacked America. We worship you. And of course, they hate one thing more than anything, the military. Because those are people that are actually willing to go fight and die and be in bad conditions and kill people. They all want to be able to do that, but they would never do it. They just walk around all day as a bunch of dirty lawyers kissing each other's butts all day and setting people up, screwing over clients. And it's going to go on forever. Let me get the number out. We're going to take a couple segments of calls. We got some great people coming in to join us here in studio. But the AG's gone. Ding dong, the witch is dead. The witch, oh witch, the witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. He just flew away with those little ears. It's a new Osprey. Do they have him like in a Grand Dragon outfit? I think that's probably what they had. Little diggly dong time. There you go, diggly dong. Now that's edited video. That's not real. Oh, by the way, Daria made a great point. They constantly put up edited video, deceptive stuff, Time Magazine, Newsweek, Trump lording over a little girl that cried, wasn't a real photo. Little girl wasn't taken from her parents, hadn't had food in over a day because her horrible mother uses her as a human shield to go through with what her husband admitted was some weird clandestine operation. We can only guess why she smuggles up from Central America once a year using her kid as a shield. Gee, I wonder what mommy's doing. It's not her that's bad. It's Trump that's bad. That's fake. That's doctored. That's manufactured. But Paul Watson uploads video and it gets a shade grayer because it's been downloaded, uploaded, and Paul doesn't know what he's doing when it comes to video. And my Lord, look at that woman assault Acosta. Why, you heard it on CNN. Good people right there. How dare us get caught in that fake video? Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. Here's the number to join us. I'm going to take a few calls throughout the next hour. What's your take on all this? 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. But remember, Antifa's been activated, 900 sites they're going to target, more people's houses, more harassment, more everything. And, you know, I'm not scared of Antifa. They're just the useful idiots. They're going to get set up and sent to Supermax prisons later if the globalists are successful. They're sending assassination teams. And the poor, stupid Antifa are just the patsies, the decoys. We're going to go to break. Please remember, without listener support, we are not here. We've got the best supplements, the best T-shirts, the best books, the best films. Your support's been amazing. Thank you. If you've never purchased products or you haven't in a while, we need funding or they win. I need money to fight. I get that. There's two equations. I got to be willing to die, and I got to have money. I'm willing to die. I need the money. So, give me the money. Show me the money. We got great products you need. InfoWarsStore.com. The amazing X3. The amazing Brainforce. The incredible, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I'm almost embarrassed to focus on news that's about InfoWars. It was a distraction. But there's a form of alchemy where you can take their distraction and use it not as a teaching moment, but just as an example of what congenital liars these people are and how their tactics work, and then have it boomerang back on them. Plus, if we don't defeat each lie as it comes at us, it scores, and then we fall. And I kind of have this attitude of not caring what they do to me. And that's a balance. But, man, now they're saying that the woman that when he wouldn't give the microphone back, that Jim Acosta was assaulted by the woman. First, they said he didn't grab it away and push her and grab it away because he pushes her away and then grabs it away and then grabs it away again. Now they're saying she assaulted him is what the video shows, and they show the exact video. It's like this. It's like in 1984. O'Brien, the inner party member, is torturing one of their propagandists, Winston Smith, just because they're jealous of him and he's smart. He's actually a smart guy, so they want to kill him. He's a form of human sacrifice. And he explains it to Winston. He's like, it's because you are smart and really cool, dude. We're going to torture the hell out of you, make you brain dead. We're sick people. We're not making a world that's better, Winston. We're making a world that's worse. That's the whole eugenicist globalist operation. So he holds up two fingers after torturing him for like 6 months, and he finally sees whatever O'Brien wants. You see 10, you see 20, and he goes, oh, I get it now. I'm totally insane. He goes, yes, now your mission is complete. We'll let you drink some gin and watch TV for a while, and then we're going to burn you up and kill you. He says, thank you. And then that's what this is. This is all an exercise of he pushes her away, he pulls back. We're not saying it's assault. According to Democrats, it is. We show the footage, and they say it's fake. Well, now they've gone, oh, my God, the public hasn't bought that. So it's not just The View. It's coming in that, okay, she assaulted him. And then they show the exact footage, thinking you have no memory minute to minute to minute. And with five women on the scene, they create this artificial consensus idea that all five women, they're authority figures, they're on TV. They say now she should be fired. She assaulted him. Acosta is making big scene, won't go away. It's her job to get the mic. She reaches for it. He grabs it away, pushes her back. I mean, according to Democrats, this is like gang raping, what he did. This is like murdering. I'm not saying it is. It's still uncouth and unorderly and bad. But this is how they operate. And this is the subject we're talking about, instead of the new attorney general and all the huge things that are happening. Let's go ahead and play the clip of The View here in a moment, because this is ridiculous. Here it is.
When I saw that, I mean, I learned very early on that what I saw was a battery, not by Jim Acosta, but by the young White House aide.
Yeah.
When you are holding something, if I may,
yeah,
if you're holding something and you snatch this from me, this cup is now an extension of me. And that means you've battered me. Mm. You've assaulted me.
So you're blaming the woman in this.
Very,
you're blaming the woman for doing her job.
So the footage isn't fake now. No, it's her attacking. Oh,
mom.
A battery.
I'm telling you
two
what the
plus
law
two
is.
Equals.
So she should, we should get her arrested
what,
for battery.
I'm telling you what the law is.
Clearly.
I'm telling you what the law is. You better arrest her for battery.
Stop, Megan. Go ahead.
I think what's terrible is that the White House.
We need to arrest her. So ABC, The View calls, that's your real headline. ABC News, The View calls for the arrest of woman manhandled by Acosta. Change the headline, please. ABC News, The View, ABC's The View calls for arrest of White House aide manhandled by creepy Jim Acosta. So now the footage is real, not fake. It's an assault by her. Yeah, these women really care about women's rights, just like Hillary does. That's why she represented rapists and pedophiles. In the heart of the resistance, we have pulled Excalibur.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Born and bred to take on tyranny. Sworn to avenge. Hell to pay. Committed. Ready. 100%. Thankful. All right, we're taking your phone calls. Got great, amazing guests in studio coming up. You don't want to mess. So much more is going on. But if you just joined us, I just played The View. They're not, and other channels are saying this. They're not saying that Jim Acosta didn't assault the White House aide when she tried to get the microphone back. They're now saying she assaulted him and are calling for her arrest. Man, these people have reached next level BS. That's up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Let's talk to a caller on this subject. Let's talk to Brandon in Georgia. Again, we got all this huge stuff happening, but so illustrative that we show HD video, we zoom in on it to show it up close, and they say that's hoaxing when everyone in the world could see 10 different camera angles of the same thing. What are they thinking, Brandon?
Hey, I don't know what they're thinking, but I know Jim Acosta is the reason that I do the InfoWars Army. And, it's my first time calling. If I'm a little...
It's all right, Brad.
It's because I'm nervous.
No, I was on this subject, and I saw you want to talk about Jim Acosta and CNN. But, I mean, why do they tell lies like this? What is the point? Acosta should have said, hey, she grabbed at me. It was reflex to push back at her. The reason we're doing it is they said that Corey Lewandowski basically murdered a woman by barely pushing her hand away when she grabbed him. Right, it's not a big deal. It's okay. You guys got in a little bit of a thing. The point is, by their yardstick, this is like dropping hydrogen bombs on babies. And so now they said we lied about it, but now they're saying, no, she needs to be arrested. Arrest the woman when the man overpowers them. That's the view. I appreciate your call, Brandon. God bless you. I understand you're nervous. It's okay. We'll let you call back. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Illinois. You're on the air. Go ahead. We got a new acting attorney general, and the deep state has launched 900 Antifa groups swearing to go to people's houses and intimidate them. Antifa, again, is just a cover group for the deep state and actual assassination teams the deep state is looking at actually using. But the real assassination teams are watching those teams. So this could be a very explosive moment in history, my friend. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Truth, there's truth and there's error. Truth mixed with error is still error. So first of all, with this QAnon thing, those of us who were kind of sucked in by it need to have the humility to understand that we need to learn from this. I mean, that's sort of my opinion on that. And on the other thing, do you think, I think this Acosta thing, they're trying to keep this in the news cycle, you know, as a big distraction, basically, from all the stuff that's going on and all, you know, and Trump going on offense so aggressively.
Oh, I totally agree. The whole show should be Trump's on offense, his new AG, who is he, what has he said? Why are they sending out 900 Antifa teams to harass people when I've already predicted that's the precursor for the real physical attacks, which means they may be preparing to kill the president?
Correct. I agree with that. And, you know, is there a way to juxtapose the video of Lewandowski with the Acosta video and sort of push that out there? You know, because whenever they act completely ridiculous, you know, it's obviously acceptable. And then, now that they're kind of trying to flip the script and charge this woman with assault on Acosta, I mean, it's just, the good news is I really think the same people that are left in this world are not buying any of this, you know?
Well, that's it. And I'm not even mad at The View. I'm ashamed as an American that we have a show with like 8 million viewers or whatever, 5 million viewers, depending on the day, saying this woman assaulted him. We're not even saying that he assaulted her. We're just saying that he's lying. He did push on her, and he did grab at her. It's just there's no, again, they will drop women like an old shoe. These so-called feminists do not care about women. They want to control you. I care about women. I care about men. I care about black people, white people, everybody. I love everybody. I mean, I don't like virtue signal. I got three daughters. I saw the media put out reports saying Jones says his daughters can't have professional jobs. Never said that. I hope my daughters become rocket scientists or the president. But this is what they project on us. God bless you, Chris. Good points. We're in a civil war right now. Okay? And I said this on air, not just from my own research, but from intel, that the Antifa groups publicly work for Soros and work for Holder and the deep state, and that they want them to get demonized, actually. They don't know they're part of this, to go out to people's houses and identify them so they can later kill who they want and blame Antifa if they decide to decapitate Trump. And so the fact that they're now doing this and going to everybody's houses and by tonight, because these cowards always show up at night, 900 targets. They're hitting 900 targets directed by MoveOn.org, who's the main funder of that. You guessed it. Mr. Rottenface, George Soros. So it's on, folks. This is it. Trump's dropping the hammer. Everybody wanted it. You got it. And Sessions is gone, and we were right. He was bad. Boom! Deal with it. Obviously, they're going to try to infiltrate our movement. Obviously, they're going to try to discredit the real patriots. And they did it with QAnon. So don't listen to the next magic bot that doesn't have skin in the game, that hadn't been around 20 years, that has no track record. All we've got's a track record of delivering. And it's not about being up here going, oh, look, we delivered. We're right. We're so smart. It's about, dude, they're trying to destroy us because we're sending the truthful signal. We're broadcasting the coordinates of victory. And if people just get that, it's over for them. If our talking points go mainstream, which is starting to happen, it's over for the globalists. Mega banks, tax exempt, with diplomatic immunity, and all the rest of us are poor. And the elites say we're obsolete. That doesn't sound like a very good sales plan. You're all scum. You're idiots. We're going to steal your money and then kill you. My political ideology is not trying to be part of the elite, because you're not elite. I get around these globalists, I feel empty inside. I get around average real people, I feel strong. So it's a pleasure. It's like Tony Montana when they say, okay, we'll get you a green card if you kill this communist. He goes, I'll kill a communist for free. And he does. And I'm the same way. It's like, this is a pleasure. I mean, it's a pleasure to die for freedom. I don't want to die. I want to live forever. The point is, it's a pleasure. You give me a green card, I'll carve him up real nice. See the difference? I want to defeat them. I kill a communist for fun. For a green card, I'm going to carve him up real nice. Let's take another phone call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Chuck in Arkansas. Chuck, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm a big fan, first-time caller.
God bless.
And since we got a new AG, how about if we have some new policy, a second special counsel to finally go after all of the criminal behavior by the Democrats?
Oh, I say go on the total. I said this. Trump must go on a total warpath, a total crusade. They did it with all made-up crap. They are the real colluders. They're the real foreign influence. They're the censors. Go thermonuclear. You have the executive. Annihilate or be annihilated.
Well, he should also go after special tech or high tech with all the meddling they did in this election and all the deplatforming. I mean, just we've got 2 months before they bring in the new crew.
Oh, don't worry. They're activating their terror teams because Trump's taking the gloves off, brother. That's why I'm saying everybody better get ready.
Do you think he's going to do that? You know, is he?
He's going to do it all and more. He gave them the path.
I hope so.
He gave them the path of backing off and getting out of the way. Now they've chosen the path of pain. Now they've chosen the path of war. And guess what? Those that know war don't want war. But when war comes, we wage war. War is now coming into orbit. Mars is here. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Thank you, Chuck. God bless. Stay with us.
In Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you know, Amy's Owen Schroyer is riding shotgun with us, and Michael Graves, I've been a big fan of for decades. Former Misfits lead singer, and has sold out shows across the world, got canceled in England because he dared tweet Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones tweets. He's riding shotgun with us. You guys are doing a flag laying ceremony this weekend, but out of the gates. So I was literally during the break to even talk to you guys. Front and center, all this stuff going on. Antifa going to folks' houses. Soros saying go to everybody's houses. 900 of them. They're talking about violence, killing Republicans, killing Trump. They're so scared of this new AG. You've got Ginsburg breaking her ribs, and so they say she could be gone in a month or two. I mean, she looks like the Crypt Keeper. Just everything, it seems, is accelerating. It's like a quickening. What would you call it?
I think it's exactly, it's a quickening. I mean, for people that have been paying attention, like myself, we've seen that this is all culminating exactly as you've said it would culminate. It's been building to this, and it's dangerous out there. It's crazy out there.
Exactly. I don't even feel like I should also be, it's always so crazy. I feel like I can't be on air. It's like, it feels weird to even talk about it. Like it's about action.
I agree, Alex, but a certain level, I'm not surprised by any of it. I mean, if you light a stick of dynamite, it's going to blow up. I mean, you know, so this was inevitably going to happen at some point in time. I'm just honestly stunned. I mean, we've seen the lengths that the fake news would go to. We've seen the lengths that the left will go to lie and deceive. This is truly next level. I mean, this is beyond. I mean,
they say we faked the video of Acosta.
That's what I'm saying. So you're basically at this point assuming that you can play the same video, the exact same video twice and say, see, that one's doctored. It's literally the same video. And I don't know if they're that stupid on The View. I don't know if they assume their audience is that stupid. I don't know what it is.
Michael, what's going on? You're a showman. You're a smart guy at the top of your game. What is this attempt just to see? It's like a mind control test.
It's look at the left hand as the right hand is doing something else. The left and the progressives that are paying attention to this, they clearly see what reality is and what happened with Jim Acosta. But then you have all their other minions, those crazy women on the View say, oh, now it was Jim Acosta that got roughed up. And then everyone on the left goes, yeah, that's what happened. I seen it. Yeah.
Paul and Joseph, it's the same video they were just saying is fake.
Right.
Meanwhile, they're about to activate their Antifa thugs or whoever else. I mean, you can put whatever name you want on it. Violent leftists. They're about to activate them. We saw it at Tucker Carlson's last night. It's only going to get worse. So behind the scenes, they're up here trying to protect their corrupt establishment government. And they've got these people so brainwashed, they don't even understand how they're literally foot soldiers of the most criminal cabal in world history. The world has shrunk thanks to technology. These are the greatest criminals in world history, Alex. Mueller, the Clintons, the Obama administration's crimes. These are the biggest criminals, George Soros, in world history.
People ask, why is it so crazy, Michael? Because they keep getting away with it. And if you read like crime books or historical criminology, a psycho may kill 10, 15 people and do it all perfectly, but then he wants to start getting caught. So he starts sending letters. He starts getting drunk while he's killing people. And finally gets caught with 3 dead bodies in the back of the car. They've gotten to the point where it's just insane. Like, they fund these huge caravans, they're smashing the borders, and then they go, no, no caravan exists.
Again, what's happened is all of these people that have been put in this bubble. And again, why InfoWars is being taken off the map and silenced, so that stream, that reality, that stream of consciousness, the truth that you need for your eyes to be open and see, is those people are shut away from it. They're taken away from the light.
They don't want
taken
that confirmation.
Away from the truth.
Exactly. They want to show you two of the same videos and say one's a lie and have you think you're crazy. They don't want anybody there to like say, no, you're right. That's the same video.
But this is like, I mean, this is really a spiritual battle, Alex. I don't know how else to explain this. I even had a friend of mine send me a text like, now you guys are editing videos to make people look bad. And I'm just like, how do you fall for this? There is a spiritual frequency right now between good and evil, and you're tuned in to either one. You cannot miss it anymore. There's no middle ground. You're either on the frequency of good or you're on the frequency of evil. There's no middle ground. There's no open spaces. It's all clear.
Or versus good and evil. How about sane, insane? Like, well, I don't even know.
That's part of that. That's just one element of the frequency. But I just look at this. And of course, it's all a distraction for what's going on behind the scenes. They don't want people to know that behind the scenes, Trump is actually trying to put a bunch of child traffickers in jail that have been running governments.
And he's been doing it.
Yeah. And you just had actually a bust here in Texas. They arrested 75 people. They saved 5 victims.
Mainstream media goes, oh, Trump claims they're busting, even though they're up like 1,000%. There is no child trafficking. Michael Graves, let me ask you this. What do you think the globalists, their minions, do next? They seem so scared now. We've got a new AG who, 2 months till they try to confirm him. Trump's got to move now, but they are so scared. Gut level, what do you think they're going to pull next? Because they've already gone to you know, level 11, like Spinal Tap and crazy.
I think the rats are cornered. They know that they're cornered. And it's absolutely terrifying, Alex. What happened to Tucker Carlson this morning is they were trying to bust in the door. Can you imagine that?
But think about this.
I'd go crazy.
That's what I'm saying. The same response.
Yes, kids.
The same response, honestly, in that situation, the same response is to shoot those people. And I'm sorry, and they're going to say on Media Matters that I'm calling for violence. No, I'm not. If someone comes to your house and is threatening your family, it is a human instinct to kill.
Well, they're all around knocking down part of the door, saying we know where you sleep. And it's his wife alone. The night before, reportedly, it's in the news, but they've talked about it before. Their kids were alone there. They went out to dinner. What if your kids are alone? There's like 40 people banging on your windows and saying, we're going to get you. We know you're in there. I mean, the normal thing is either hide or attack.
Well, they're just going to keep doing it, Alex.
Well, what would have happened if Tucker was there and the guy tries to knock his door down and Tucker would have kicked his ass?
But see, that's what they want.
Yes.
See, they want someone to shoot one of these people.
So what you're saying, Michael, is they're going to escalate.
Absolutely. I mean, look, they're saying that Paul Joseph Watson's edited this video when clearly anyone that has eyes can see that it isn't. So now when it escalates to violence, they're kicking in someone's door and someone's defending themselves or some sort of confrontation on the street and it goes down. What do you think they're going to say? They're going to blame us. They're going to blame the Patriots because all they have to do is say, oh, yeah, this phone is green. And they go, yeah, the phone's green. And they believe it.
That's like, you've got a huge, you know, long blue hair. You don't. Right.
No, I heard it.
I don't have a beard.
Has beautiful blue hair.
I heard it on CNN. Michael Graves has long blue hair.
It's true.
And so, and they
CNN
all
said so.
And CNN also said you must kill people with blue hair. So now I know what to do.
And if you don't, if you don't believe us, you're crazy.
But that, see,
you should be locked up.
This is the sad part. And this is why the restraint conservatives have and Republicans have is so key, Alex. I mean, they already tried to kill Steve Scalise and other Republicans in the baseball.
Broke Rand Paul's ribs.
Yeah, Rand Paul's been attacked multiple
times. Threw hot coffee on me.
They confront these people in restaurants. They are pushing. They are pushing for someone to fire the first shot. Thank God conservatives have restraint. Thank God we aren't retaliating with the actual force that we should be retaliating with.
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, it's just American versus globalist. This country's under attack. Michael Graves is our guest. We also have Owen Schroyer in here in the studio with us. So much more coming up. Matt Bracken as well, and your phone calls. Whatever you do, share these live links.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got the new acting attorney general for at least 2 months. He's already said, day one, that he is not going to recuse himself from the fake Russiagate investigation as if he's involved in it. And he's not going to take congressional subpoenas to the president because it's a separation of powers. And he says Hillary should be indicted from all the evidence he's seen. Meanwhile, the InfoWars White House pipeline is alive and well, says Media Matters. You type in InfoWars.com, Alex Jones, Paul Watson. It's on every channel. Again, it's the boldness to say that we put a fake video out of Jim Acosta, which is a distraction from everything. But then it's how bold they are to simultaneously say that we put out a fake video, but then to also have other channels, like you said, The View, saying that, oh, actually, she assaulted him. This is really weird. This is bizarre. Let's get into the attorney general and then go to some calls, but also this. What do you think the method here is? It's just they just lie?
Well, I think that as spirits of good are rising, the spirit of evil is going to lash out, and that's basically what you're seeing, Alex. I mean, as the demons are getting exposed, they're exposing themselves as demons. I mean, nobody in their right mind watches that video of Jim Acosta and says, oh my gosh, he just got battered by that young girl who weighs like, what, 90 pounds? I mean, give me a break.
And it's her job. He won't give the mic back. You're supposed to take it.
You can tell, like, her face, she's stunned. She's
but
like,
here's the what? Issue. They first, it's the 1984 deal. They're saying it's fake. Now they're playing it, saying it's real.
But let's remember, Jim Acosta has been acting like a petulant child during these White House briefings for almost 2 years. So he's been trying to get banned. He's been intentionally acting like a jackass to try to get banned. So he finally got what he wanted, acting like an immature jackass, and Trump finally did what he had to do and ban him. But you notice how small Jim Acosta is. He'll hit that woman trying to grab the microphone, but when Trump steps away from the podium, he folds like a cheap tent.
Oh, that's part of the video, too. Like, he's so scared of Trump, when Trump starts walking towards him, he, like, hides.
Yeah, he folds like a cheap tent. But the 90-year-old girl...
Here, you know, since we keep talking about it, let's... Girl, for radio listeners, they can't see all this. Infowars.com/show. Let's play the unedited HD from C-SPAN and off our satellite for TV viewers. Radio listeners, obviously you've seen it all, but here it is.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to challenge you on one of the statements that you made in the tail end of the campaign in the midterms.
Here we go.
That this caravan was an invasion. As you know, Mr. President,
I consider it to be an invasion.
As you know, Mr. President, the caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling
me. Waving foreign flags.
Why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider it an invasion. You and I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you demonized immigrants in this election to try to keep
them? I want them to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process. I want it to be a process, and I want people to come in, and we need the people. You know why we need the people, don't you? Because we have hundreds of companies moving in. We need the people.
Right. But your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and
so on.
Well,
that's true.
But they weren't actors. They're not going to be doing
that. They weren't actors. Well, no, it's true. Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood. Right. These were people. This was an actual, it happened a few days ago. And
they're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Waving foreign flags. That's not an invasion. Attacking police.
Throwing rocks at helicopters, saying that they're coming to take
us. Hit pause real quick. Back to some 10 seconds. I want you to make that point. It's the same gaslighting, though. No, he never touched the girl. She assaulted him now. It's all on video, the opposite. And now there's no migrant caravan. These people, you know what is? They're crazy. Jim Acosta believes he controls reality, and that's why CNN, everybody hates him. Because they are the gold standard of fake news, Mr. Graves.
Lies, 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 just lies. That whole exchange was just lies. It's not an invasion. It's a migrant caravan. It's
not coming. It's hundreds of miles away.
Right.
They're not climbing fences.
My fist isn't coming. It's like
right. They're not climbing walls. There's just video showing them climbing walls. They're not throwing rocks at helicopters. They're just throwing rocks at helicopters
and police
and police and saying that they're coming to confront the police and that they want in. They don't want to be Americans. That's it. They don't want to come in here.
Because they were handpicked by the UN and Soros at those camps. Exactly. So here's what CNN's doing. No one watches them. They're being disruptive. So if Acosta goes, the sky's not blue at high noon, we all debate it with him. I think that's their final deal. But the problem is, as long as they're at the White House briefings, they can keep doing this.
Well, and that's why Trump finally gave him the boot. Long overdue. Long overdue.
And then Fox News, can we cue that up? I keep going back to this, not because it's about us. It's the top story, not the mass shooting, not the AG fired. I go out there. The top story in the country is that we faked this video. On my children, we did not. Paul Watson put a clip up and zoomed in on it, which is normal. But that's not why I don't even care about me. What Twilight Zone episode am I in where we're at the center of the top news again? And they're saying something that openly happened didn't happen. And then here's even Fox News acting like we made it up. Here it is.
The White House Correspondents Association, however, making it clear that they do not support this decision. The Correspondents Association strongly objects to the Trump administration's decision to use U.S. Secret Service security credentials as a tool to punish a reporter with whom it has a difficult relationship. Revoking access to the White House complex is a reaction out of line to the purported offense.
To the super clown, Jim Acosta.
Unacceptable.
Now, here's the good part.
Yeah, I think it's a misstep on the part of the White House to claim that Jim Acosta was laying his hands on this young intern and tried to take the mic away. The contact was very incidental. I also think it was a misstep for Sarah Sanders to tweet out a doctored video put out by InfoWars, the Alex Jones conspiracy site, that kind of made it look more aggressive than it was.
The conspiracy site, as he spreads a conspiracy about a doctored video. That's what you get on Fox News. That's why people are waking up to who Fox News really is. They never cared about you being
informed. But it's the defending Acosta, like you said, is this rabid clown who runs around all day everywhere doing this, and then now the girl's the bad person.
My mind is blown. I know that we're going to break here, but this is all over the news. This is the top story. Meanwhile, the truth is, it's demonstrable that violence is happening. We are on the cusp. Like you said, there's 900 people have been doxxed. Their addresses are out there. These people are being activated.
They're activating.
They're being activated, and they're coming for us.
But let's be clear. As they want to sit here and point the finger saying, you doctored this video, you're the worst, you're fake news, they all willingly went along with fake rape allegations. Three women came out and admitted they made up rape allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. They've said nothing.
And all three were literally interviewed and said, don't indict me. I mean, he's a Republican. He's bad. It's a tactic to, in front of his wife and kids, say he raped the living hell out of me.
On days like these, Alex, I just sit back and I say, God's in charge. There's nothing I can do.
No, I agree. But here's the answer. Acosta and all these people have gotten away with lying so long that they think it's going to work again. And since the lie doesn't work, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again that doesn't work. Now they're just getting. So let me ask you this, Michael, how far does it go?
As far as we'll let them go. But I think that they're going to go as far as they can. They're going to jail. You know, I mean, they know that the crimes that they've committed, they know at the highest levels what's coming up against them. But again, it's the apathy of a lot of patriots. It's the apathy that is going to get us rolled over. We have to stand up. We have to push back against the lies.
That's what Ted Nugent said yesterday. He said, we got to not get violent. We got to get aggressive.
Right.
And back in their face right now.
But I truly believe that we could avoid a hot war in the near future if the police would actually do their job. Every person that showed up at Tucker Carlson's house last night should have been in jail for at least 24 hours. Every single one of them. Every single one.
Yeah, because they said, you're not safe. They knocked the door in. This is dangerous.
Of course they're going to do it again. They don't face jail. They face
nothing. Let me ask the cops this. What would happen to you if you're at work and your wife's there and 40 punks, a gang, show up to threaten your wife? What would you do? But we'll be right back. Stay with us. We're going to take your calls.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're on a mission.
Sheffield brought down the World Trade Center. Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide.
You know, I kind of picked up the way you said lies, 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 lies. Kind of picked up a little bit of a ministry thing, or was I just imagining that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Old Al, he's a piece of work.
I love that you have that sense, Alex. It's one of the things that is remarkable about you, the way that you, you know, when you're coming back from the breaks and you jump on the music and you use those lyrics and make it relevant to what's happening. It's amazing.
Well, you guys are amazing. I want to go to calls in the next hour. Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, counterterrorism expert, who's predicted a lot of this, is going to be joining us. We'll ride shotgun with him. But I want to be clear. I got called by the FBI after Vegas. And they said, how did you say Sunday night, I think they're bringing in Al-Qaeda and ISIS forces, and I think they'll attack a concert or a big event at, say, 10 o'clock at night? And I said, let me be honest with you. I just said that. It just came to me. And they said, okay, well, now we're going to tell you that the guy had ISIS and Al-Qaeda paraphernalia in the room, and it was an arms deal, and there were Saudis in the country, and they used this as a way to get weapons. He was already basically working for the CIA. They didn't go all the way the rest of the way. Then the CIA came and gave me a visit, and they told me the rest of the story. That's how that works. You get different pieces. See, I'm not on air saying that to act cool. This happened. Okay. And it's the same thing here. It's like God's not going to put us in a position and not have somewhere the truth comes out. And it's not just me. Soros has overthrown more than 20 countries. 5 or 6 just the last 5, 6 years. He has a blueprint. He brags that he overthrew Ukraine. He caused riots. He had people shoot police. He did it. He overthrew it. And so now he's funding through his son Alexander, who's kind of taken over, these riot groups, and they're attacking, and they're saying, we're going to go dox houses, and then we're going to kill people. And then I know from other sources, they're just the cover for real teams, because if they're going to try to kill Trump, they're not going to leave Sean Hannity and Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson and Matt Drudge around. They're not going to have these little meth heads of the decoys. They're the guy they blame. But the real teams are warmed up and ready. The fact that they ordered this morning, with Eric Holder involved, 900 teams to go dox everybody's house, that should create the smoke, which means they are close to trying to kill the president. Now, I didn't just say this now. The video I did 3 months ago where they said Jones doesn't get battle rivals for the press, never said it. They never played it. It was a message to the president, 25 minutes long, laying all this out. And now I look back on it from my sources and everything else. That's what scared them. 95% of it is what they've said and what they've done. The other 5% is the ether. And it is like Oracle level because I say it and it's what happens hours before it happens. So I don't know what's going on here, but it scares them. What do you guys think?
Well, I think actually I'm glad that you brought up Ukraine because I think that's actually a key situation to learn about. And then
Soros overthrows governments.
But that's what they're about to do here. I mean, yeah. Let's not forget there were quote unquote shootouts. It wasn't really a shootout, but they had people getting sniped basically. And they said, well, where is this coming from? And then all of a sudden these two groups started fighting and fighting and fighting. And it turns out it was just some provocateur sitting on top of a building just shooting people. That's what Soros is going to do here next. And he's got his Antifa groups lined up. So he'll say, oh, the right will say, oh, it's Antifa. And he'll have the Patriots over here and they'll say, oh, it's the Patriots.
They can have a Patriot cell and claim they came out because of Antifa.
And then they'll have some guys, you know, standing off in a tower with a rifle mowing everybody down. That's what Soros.
Yeah, so exactly. People ask how we know this. They do it over and over again. Michael, so gut level, what do you think? Because the energy level now is just insane.
Well, the one thing that pops into my mind is every time you hear Alex Jones, InfoWars, it's followed by conspiracy theory. So it's putting it out there that, okay, anything coming from this outlet or anybody, anything associated with it is not true. And then my mind goes to all of the news and information that's come out, even in mainstream media about what's happening in China and the credit scores and all of the concentration camps, the re-education camps that they're putting people in. And so everybody here, or not everybody, you know, the leftists, the progressives.
Slow down. Say that again. They announce social scores and start putting people in concentration camps. And it's even in our news.
All over the news. And then you have all these leftists, these progressives who hardly know that the sky is blue, don't know that there's anything else happening in the world, are being the foot soldiers to usher this 1,000 years of darkness into this country. And they have no idea that when the guillotine starts to fall, we'll be the first, you know, few waves to be taken. And then they're next. They don't understand that. They don't understand it because
they don't get how hard people fought to create a beachhead of freedom.
They have no idea. They have no idea.
Well, they never studied the French Revolution. I forget the exact quote, but it's, you know, the guillotine lusts for blood. You know, that once the guillotine starts working, it doesn't matter whose blood, it just wants the blood.
Well, here's the deal. They bash the West all day because we are the folks that ended slavery. We're the folks that actually, where women got the right to vote. We're people that put women on a pedestal. And we have a conscience, so they can manipulate our conscience to feel like, well, yeah, we're not perfect. When meanwhile, it's pure barbarism and the left funding the Arab state, the Muslim state, all this, it's just insane. I want to go to phone calls here, but ladies and gentlemen, the country isn't a civil war. It isn't a civil emergency. It's under attack from every angle. The press is under attack. Free speech is under attack. But the good news is we're actually winning because God's not going to sit here and leave us without the tools to deal with it. But we have free will. And you look at Trump. It's not about getting down on my knees to Trump. I've been persecuted for supporting Trump. I know how he's been persecuted. I know what he's really done. He's just trying to get better trade deals and empower us, make us believe in each other and come together. And they're saying that's bad. And if we reject this, it's God giving us a choice. If we reject it, like you said, 1,000 years of darkness, Michael Graves.
Owen and I were talking, and I had the opportunity to visit Auschwitz and Birkenau a couple months ago when I was in Europe. And we were talking about the feeling that
said, I've been to the Colosseum, I've been to other places where hundreds of thousands died. She said visiting Auschwitz and places like that, literally she couldn't breathe and had to get out.
I had a panic attack and I had to
I didn't even know that. See,
I had a panic attack and I had to leave. I was weeping and crying. I went into one of the intakes and there were just piles of shoes and hair and pictures of children and just normal people that were going about their lives. And then George Soros came along and all the evil. It's the same evil. It's the same evil that's been that rears its head throughout human history. And what's happened in this country to a lot of the people that are out there pushing against us is that part of history, that part of the world is gone. And so they can't use that. They don't use that in their
calculation. And it's worse than that. They say we're the Nazis.
That, right, but that's the thing. They have no idea what Nazis are. You know, you talk about World War II, you talk about any of it, any example of totalitarian, authoritarian evil, and it's like it's the same thing as watching Netflix to them. It's just fake. It doesn't really happen.
And there's also the super ultra right wing lies and hates Israel and hates Jews and says, you know, I work for them, all this. My grandfather was in North Africa in the Army Air Corps, and they did his missions, and then he was an officer in the Army, and my other grandfather was in the Army Air Corps in Europe as well. And I talked to all the other guys that used to come to our ranch. They're all dead now, these World War II vets. And I always asked for World War II stories. They wouldn't tell me. But the few times they did, they were like, man, you're talking about miles of starving and dead people, dead bodies everywhere, huge forced labor camps, dead people piled up. We had to bury them with bulldozers. There were blackbirds everywhere eating people. There were dead babies everywhere. Super hot women would come out and like flash their breast at you in a fur coat, then pull a machine gun out and try to kill you. It was cuckoo land. And then I see the Nazis saying, oh no, Hitler wasn't bad. He didn't kill anybody. Dude, 30+ million Russians died, 22 million Germans, millions of Jews, millions of Poles, almost 1 million Americans. Yes, a million Brits. Yes, World War II happened. It did. It happened.
Not too long ago.
Stop denying it.
Right, not too long ago. Our grandparents remember.
Many of them fought even. But, you know, Alex, it almost seems trivial at this point, and we'll talk about it on the other side, but there's still mass genocide going on in this country every day. It's called abortion. And
tell us right now. I almost forgot. You guys have a great demonstration, a couple of them coming up. Tell us about that.
So this Saturday, we're doing a flag lay at a cemetery here in Texas. It's the Texas State Cemetery, 909 Navasota Street in Austin, Texas. Michael will be there. It's the Marines' birthday. We're going to do a flag lay on the veterans' graves. Then after that, we're going to the Planned Parenthood here in South Austin on Ben White Boulevard. It's the biggest Planned Parenthood in Austin. And I'm having a stop government funding of abortion rally outside of that Planned Parenthood. I have people traveling from all over the states to be.
We've been talking about this for a while. Everybody, I'm going to come out. Tell folks again.
This Saturday, the stop government funding of abortion rally at the South Planned Parenthood on Ben White Boulevard. We're going to be there at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock this Saturday, stop government funding of abortion.
And where do people go on InfoWars.com? Well, we're going to come back with specifics for folks. Stay with us, fourth hour, Matt Bracken and both these great guys. Straight ahead. I want to talk about Ted Nugent, too, on the other side. Stay with us.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment.
In my studio. There he is. Hey, I actually bought your 50s album. What's the name of that? I love it.
1950s. It was called the Project 1950s.
I love the punk variant on that. I got a couple of those songs I kind of go between the original and the new one, just a little effect. I got to go to calls. You guys are awesome. I apologize for making you hold. We got the former head of the Misfits, his own super popular band right here. But I wanted to say something briefly about Ted Nugent. But I said I'd go to your calls. We'll go to him now. But I'm going to briefly say at the start of the deal, because I admire renegades. And I admire people that have paid a serious price for what they've done. And you know it's cost him over $100 million since Obama got in, where he was banned in the major sports stadiums everywhere by three cartels that run it. And he's happy to do that. He feels better. But I don't want to hear people say you can't make sacrifices. And on this road to liberty and freedom, people made a lot of sacrifices. A lot of folks go, well, I better put my head down and kiss ass.
Yeah.
Well, then you'll sell everything out. So we'll talk about it next segment. But right now, Jim in Canada, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
And I love you, Jim. I won't hold it against you. You got the same first name as Jim Acosta.
Oh, it's, unfortunate.
It's a joke. I got the same name as Alexander Soros.
I'm going to have to congratulate you guys on getting that deep fake into the C-SPAN video feed there. How you managed to pull that off. Well, my God, I have no idea, but...
we're better than Industrial Light and Mad Gadget. We hijack satellite feeds and edit them in live time.
Yeah, that's going to be the top news tonight. Canadian conspires with Alex Jones to hijack video feeds. That's it. New topic, new headline. Canada's going to come hunting for me now, I'm sure.
So what's on your mind? It's migrant caravan?
Migrant caravan, yeah, I was thinking that. And then I started thinking a bunch of other things. But now I'm thinking about how words and violence. And wasn't World War One started over a apparent besmirching of a woman's honor, which allegedly never happened but wasn't found out until after the husband...
And it started with a false flag on the Lusitania and a British intelligence assassination of the Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah.
So it started with a bunch of fake BS.
The big line of BS to push a narrative so that they could go out and do crazy stuff. And then they did the same thing repeatedly over and over and over again. People must be
so stupid. That's why they don't quit, because it's been working.
Well, it's because people lack critical thinking and common sense. And I think that's why the media is so terrified of you and the work that all of your employees do, is you guys think critically about it. Does this make sense? Is it rational? What are the alternatives? How could it play out if this was the case, if that was the case? That's why they hate you about Sandy Hook. You played devil's advocate, my friend. You can't do that. Arguing both sides of the coin and saying, hey, there's an edge here. You can't do that. That violates people's thoughts of right and
wrong. Well, you sound like a smart hombre. Let me ask you this, Jim. Soros has overthrown a bunch of governments with Antifa-type scum. He used Nazis in Ukraine. They're clearly launching all these attacks. I think it's a smokescreen for real attacks. What do you think?
If I knew where he was and I had the ability, I would go claim that a reward that the Russians have on him. That's what I would do. I wouldn't hesitate. I know it's chump change and Western money, but I'd go out and I'd collect it in a heartbeat.
Well, I don't want to turn him into a martyr, because now his little demon son is actually in command. But let me tell you, George Soros is...
I'm thoroughly anti-violence, but evil should be purged. And when you see the true evil that guy is, he's overthrowing nations for profit.
And the left worships him. Interesting points. God bless, Jim. Smart cookie. More calls straight ahead. Matt Bracken will be taking over. He'll ride shotgun. We got Michael Graves of the Misfits and so much more. And we've got riding the shotgun, Owen Schroyer. Calls straight ahead. We're in the thick of the battle now. Trump just dropped the hammer. He's got a bulldog AGN. He's only got 2 months to execute. We'll tell you how on the other side. Assassination plans against major conservatives, and they're hung out to dry. They're going to be in supermax prisons. Crank it up. I want to hear you. I want to hear you scream, because you're going to be, you morons. What a group of idiots. Now that my car going about 180 miles an hour, listen to this. Just joking. I'm not that good. 176. Here's the best part right here at the end of the song. I just want to hear you. I just want to hear you. Maybe you'll sing it for us, Michael.
Yeah. Although you try to fight, you drag from the silence where you hide. Till you scream.
I just want to hear you. Exactly. Stop. Scream out against the tyranny.
Right.
I just want to hear you. I can't wait to hear you. Crank it up. Great buildup, man. And so what are you talking about there? It's what you're saying here. I can't wait to hear you. I can't wait to hear you. Get out of that silence. Quit lying to yourself. Get out of your box.
Right. Get out of that apathy, that silence where you hide. You have to come out. You have to scream. You have to scream it from the rooftops. You have to stand up and you have to... That's how you claim your life and your soul. You can't hide. You can't, especially not now. It's over. The hiding is over. The weakness is over. We have
I'm going to go to Matt Bracken on these calls. We're going to ride shotgun for the rest of the hour if you want to. And then we're going to continue on. This is the most epic moment ever, what's happening right now. It's so insane. I can't believe we're even on air during this period. The Civil War is on. The Deep Space Mechanist move. There's no doubt. It's all on. I've talked to high-level folks. It's all just Pentagon's going. They've got the CENTCOM, the Marines. I mean, it's insane right now, folks. There's a deep state war going on. It is on like Donkey Kong with this new announcement. But just remember, he don't want me to tell the story. He told me the story. I later learned it from some other executives, so I'll tell the story briefly. I was out like 6 months ago at Ted Nugent's house here in Texas and hanging out with him and doing a great interview. They got tens of millions of views till YouTube took it down. And he was talking about Americana and, you know, why he loved America and loved his mom, his dad, everything else, and the spirit of Ted Nugent. Because he was doing this in the 60s when nobody else was. And he talked about how it didn't hurt him to lose the $10 million a year because he could sell out stuff everywhere in all these big stadiums. But it's three main leftist companies that control it. So he can only play it like city-owned arenas and things that they don't control. But then he doesn't have access to the marketing, all of it. And they even told him, leave the Second Amendment. You can be anti-Obama. We've been told, stop being pro-Second Amendment, and you can go earn your own money. It's not like they're giving him money. They're going to let him go be successful. And you know what? Ted Nugent, like 9 years ago, 8 years ago, told him F off. And I knew that story. He told me. It was in confidence. I didn't break the confidence. I learned it from other people separately. And that's what everybody's going through here. You know how much more that makes me admire Ted Nugent? That he's lost over $100 million. To just say he believes in the Second Amendment. So when I get persecuted and they take our bank accounts, they lie about me and say I'm putting fake video out and all this other crap, that's what it takes to do this, folks. So let's not be wimps about this. A lot of folks go, we better kiss ass and go along with the system. No, everything we've got is because men like Ted Nugent and people that got their arms and legs blown off gave even more for basic freedom. Gentlemen, comments on that?
Well, I just think that Ted Nugent understands and has the spirit of liberty, and part of that means you know you don't cooperate with tyrants. You have to stand against tyrants.
You don't negotiate with terrorists.
And I was actually talking to Michael during the break. I keep thinking about the scene at the beginning of The Patriot, Alex, where the redcoats come to his house, and he thinks, oh, I'm just going to cooperate. Everything will be fine.
They kill us, sorry.
Then they kill his kids, and then what time is it? Time to kill. So,
well, he'd been a redcoat.
But the point is, you cannot cooperate. There is no agreeing with these people. They are full-blown authoritarians. So Ted Nugent understands. If I just cooperate, you know, I just won't go with the Second Amendment. They'll let me live and everything will be cool. No, Ted Nugent has a spirit of liberty. He says, no, there's no quarter with a tyrant. No, they're not going to give me quarter as soon as
That's what he said. It wasn't even a decision. That's a man. There wasn't even like, the money or the Second Amendment. There was no, and if we had that spirit again, it'd all be over. That's what created the prosperity, Michael.
My mind is going to epigenetics. And when we stand up and you take a stand, and what's inside of us then comes alive, and we're able to then expand our minds, expand our experience, expand our souls. We get closer together.
That's the real wealth.
We get closer to God. Yes. Yes. And it's worth it. That's one of the things that separates us from the other side, is that connection to spirit, that connection to
that force and that energy that makes us, brings us closer to God, and in the end saves us. We know that.
Can you not feel that force rising?
But that's the sad thing, is that people are consciously leaving that force. We're getting more in tune with it. We're feeling it. We're in it. And people are consciously trying to get away from it, get away from God.
And they're saying, they're fake. They're fake. They're not real. They're not real. They're not real. Matt Bracken, we're going to get into these calls. We're going to have you take over. I want you back tonight, too. Former Navy SEAL, bestselling author. You predicted the season of the false flags. This new AG, the way they're crapping their britches now, the establishment's so scared, activating the 900 Antifa groups, which I've been told by high-level folks, I'm going to leave it at that, that if you start seeing Antifa doxing a bunch of locations, that's the smokescreen for real attacks coming, not by them, but the real teams, Matt. What's your intel on the situation we're in right now?
I think that nobody should be eager for this, because it's going to be, it can turn into a bloodbath very quickly. You know, it's not just formal groups, but, you know, when invasions happen throughout history, when civil wars break out throughout history, private actors use that period as a smokescreen.
There'll be bank robberies. It'll be like the Purge.
Or old vendettas. Just people that have a grudge will know that there's no way the police are going to be able to CSI every murder. People get sniped at shot in an intersection. It's just going to be put down to the general mayhem. So people with their own personal grudges will be able to do things and just figure there's no way it's going to be examined. Then now's the chance.
No, I agree. But what do you call this period? How big's the attorney general move?
Well, it's this lame duck period is a period of super high danger, because for the next couple months, Jim Jordan and Devin Nunes and the heroes of the Freedom Caucus still control the committees. Now the Democrats may boycott and say we're not even going to sit. But the 8 members on the Republican side can do a lot in the next 2 months.
No, I agree.
This is their window now to put out the FISA.
And so what should Trump do in the next 2 months? Window.
Well, this is their window, for example, to put out all the information about the FISA document and the deep state coup, all the information tying Fusion G, the DNC, all of these CIA spies, like the Australian diplomat, Halper, the CIA academic that set up Papadopoulos. It's time to put all of this stuff out. And I'm really glad that Trump preemptively put the military at the border. He would be so back on his heels if he waited till the caravans, were approaching the border. Now, effectively, this puts the military in charge, which is constitutional, has nothing to do with posse comitatus when you're at the border. It's right in the Constitution.
But Matt, let's expand on that. We come back. We're going to go calls. Let's look at the triangulation of the attacks and the fact they're making their move. This is definitely a period where we're going to see the deep state counterstrike. And what do we know about this new attorney general and what he's about to do? From the behavior of the deep state and the globalists, it appears that they are stricken with fear. We're going to come back with Pastor Sam and Ryan and others, and Matt Bracken. Michael Graves is here as well, and Owen Schroyer. It's a big roundtable to the future, and we're all in it. Stay with us, spread those links, and break the censor's control.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, that's the previous Misfits singer, Glenn Danzig. Hollywood, Babylon, the evil Elvis. Matt, I want to take calls for a couple segments and let you take over here at the end. You've always got a lot of great points to add, but I'm sitting up here all cheerful about them firing the bad AG, obviously. So there goes the whole QAnon thing down the toilet. But the activation of Antifa and the calls for violence and them saying we're putting fake videos out that aren't fake, there's suddenly a new level or several levels of desperate lying, of threats. Now the View is saying that the woman at the White House attacked Acosta. It's not about Acosta. It's about the level of lying. What is the tactic here, and what would you call this period we're in right now?
I think this is like the kickoff or an interim period where we're going to see actions happening so fast that there's not time in between to sort them out and get to the truth. You know, one false flag will go out and its lie will stand as truth. And before the aggrieved party, the party that's actually being set up, can figure it out, another one happens. And this will take on a life of its own. It's going to accelerate into a feedback mechanism that basically has no brakes. And there could even be depending on who becomes a target. This thing with Tucker Carlson is very significant. When guys like Tucker Carlson have a mob outside, it's a very small step to Molotov cocktails through windows at night, and then to down the street rifle sniping.
They block the street off. The guy that leads it out of New York, this professor, is the same one that sent him after Cruz, and he's made fun of this, saying it's a great thing. He's the guy protected, funded by Soros. He's in charge of this. He says, kill cops, kill all white people. He's white, of course. You're an effing white male, and the guy's saying it's white. This is their plan. This, we call him Pez Dispenser Neck. You know who he is. This NYC professor, he is literally calling for war and death. So they're sending a mob out under the command of a guy that says our mission is to kill. So if I said my mission, which I'm not saying, it's hypothetical, is to go down and attack the Austin Police Department, and I believe they should all be killed, which I'm not saying. I'm saying in his stead. And then I show up with a mob of people. The cops have got their safeties off, Matt.
Yeah, this is pretty close to where you read the Riot Act and you demand people disperse or else. You know, if somebody's holding a Molotov cocktail on your lawn, that's one of the exceptions where you can shoot somebody outside your house. You don't have to, you know, so it becomes more and more of a gray line. What if somebody else gets their house Molotoved and now a mob shows up at your house and you hear them talking about Molotov cocktails?
It's a clear and present danger. They've showed their intent.
Matt, don't you agree, though, that the police need to stop this now? Everyone that showed up at Tucker Carlson's house should have been arrested and detained for 48 hours.
They're part of a terroristic threat. They're part of an organized racket. Because when they told Tucker's family on video, move out, get out, that's like the Klan coming to black people's house in Alabama and saying, move out of our town. If this is literal KKK crap. Sorry, Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, this is absolutely right. That Riot Act point is very true. And if Tucker came out on the front porch with a shotgun and fired over their heads, I mean, it didn't happen last night, but that's going to be something that happens soon.
And now, they're lucky they didn't show up at my house, man. Yeah.
Something important to understand, when a free first-world affluent country rolls into a civil war, it's much different than, say, it happening in El Salvador. In El Salvador, Tucker Carlson and Jim Acosta and everybody up the food chain, political, media, they already live in a gated community, fortified, in a condo behind a wall.
We're in a free society, so we're wide open.
We're all wide open. We have generals and CIA officials living in Falls Church and in Maryland suburbs, and they've just got a house. You can drive up on the lawn if you want. You can take a truck and drive it across the lawn straight into
the America is a soft target to asymmetrical warfare.
And it's going to be impossible to unwind. Like, let's say the next guy, instead of a mob, it's a sniping, but it's a right winger that's sniped. Will you assume that it's a left winger that shot him? Or you know, we have a lot of really crazy people out here, and it's coming unraveled after Pittsburgh. We know now it's not just Antifa's, you know, the communists. There are, and I know that everybody to the right of Lenin is called a Nazi, and I get that. But there are swastika wearing, swastika flag, hard, cold national socialists.
No. So the crazy beehive is open, and this is a crazy time to be alive. Michael,
it's the time false flags. It's a time when false flags can be extremely prevalent because you have people who are very violent, willing to use the by any means necessary tactic.
No, I get it. Once hell breaks loose, hell breaks loose. Once the veneer of civilization is peeled back, everybody starts killing because it's open season. Let me tell you, civil war starts, I'm going to be very upset because I didn't stop it. But then once it starts, well,
I'm having anxiety over here because when you listen to Matt talk and taking in all of the information that you have, that we have, that we know, When you put all those pieces together and you think forward to where we've come, and I see the pictures that you're putting up outside Tucker Carlson's house, and that anxiety, because that spirit, knowing where we're headed, is terrifying.
And this is a group run by a guy that says he wants to kill Trump's family. He wants to kill police.
Right. It's not. We're just, this is what we think is going to happen.
No, a group's coming that wants to kill you.
They're saying it. They're saying that they're coming to take out conservatives.
And you're not safe.
That's the truth.
But let's not forget.
That's true.
Let's not forget. This all stems from the biggest lies ever told. That Trump colluded with Russia, that Trump's a Nazi, that Trump's a KKK member. That's the background of this entire thing that justifies their violence, all perpetuated by CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, New York Times, Washington Post. If this civil war pops up, those are the news outlets responsible for it 100%.
Amen to that.
To be military tribunals.
Agreed. We're going to come back with phone calls with Matt Bragg, and I promise we're going to everybody. We'll come back in 3 minutes. Michael, stay here. Michael Graves. Michael, plug your website for folks that haven't visited it.
OfficialMichaelGraves.com. OfficialMichaelGraves.com.
All right. And you guys, briefly, you have a pro-life demonstration and a flag laying event this weekend in Austin. Tell folks about that.
This Saturday at 10 a.m., we're meeting at a Texas State Cemetery, 909 Nova Soda Street in Austin, Texas. It's the Marines' birthday. We're going to lay, we got hundreds of flags. We're going to lay them at the Veterans Cemetery to honor our veterans. Then after that, at 1 o'clock, we have the Stop Government Funding of Abortion rally, which is going to be at the South Austin Planned Parenthood on Ben White Boulevard. We're going to have signs. Bring your own signs. You know, heck, bring your family. Honestly, it's going to be a really fun event. A lot of great people coming. Going to be a lot of camaraderie. A
lot of parking around there.
There should be plenty of parking.
It's 290 and I-35. You can't miss it.
People coming from all over the states. Marines coming out. I'm really looking forward. So 1 o'clock Saturday, Stop Government Funding of Planned Parenthood protest at the South Austin Planned Parenthood. 10 o'clock that morning, we're celebrating the Marines' birthday, honoring the veterans by doing a flag lay at Texas State Cemetery.
And if you missed it, get your pen and paper ready. We'll tell you about it again when we come back on the other side of this quick break. Matt Bracken, your call. And more. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. From Nazareth he came. You know, if you want to know why they did the whole Jim Acosta thing and he had bumped into the lady and grabbed her, and then they said we put out fake video. It's to change the subject from Ginsburg breaking three of her ribs and looking like the Crypt Keeper and another Supreme Court justice getting racked up for Trump in America. It's to change the subject from the corrupt AG being removed. It's to change the subject of the left lazing all the right-wing and patriot targets right now. That's what it is. We're going to go to your phone calls. Everybody's welcome. Here's our four-person roundtable and the caller. That makes five pop in on these topics here. But it's really hard to overstate how amazing it is. So I want to just get each of you for 1 minute before we go to calls. What it's like to finally see Sessions, everything we wanted out, and then now it's here and we're kind of just moved on past it, and there's a fire-breathing guy that sees what's going on and has got them so scared. Let's go to Michael Graves and then Owen Schroyer and then Matt Bracken.
Well, I just pulled up an article that says, you know, Rachel Maddow is one of the people behind these protests that's happening. That this is a break the glass in case of emergency plan to protect the Mueller investigation.
Yeah, that's Holder runs that.
To protect the lies and the...
We've got to go out, go to your house and threaten you because of the...
So... Yeah, the marches are being sponsored by Indivisible.org, which is a liberal activist group made up of former congressional staffers. That's on the up and up.
Yeah, what it means, a bunch of leftist spooks are going out run by Holder to people's houses. I'm glad you brought that up. Guys, print that for me because Soros is involved, MoveOn's involved. Read that article, Michael Graves. That's so key.
It's from Grabby News or Graby News. The group is demanding Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker disclaim any authority over the Robert Mueller Russia probe,
which he's already refused.
Maddow's MSNBC colleague Matt Miller earlier Wednesday called for taking the streets in response to Sessions' firing.
Because this was all a hoax, setting up this group, doing it. Now that the new Attorney General, the Acting Attorney General, is saying he's not going to do this, Owen, what do you expect him to do?
Well, I think we know what they're going to do. Eventually, they're going to get even more violent. They'll start doing marches. But, Alex, I kind of want to just zoom out and talk about the larger picture here for a second. You know, this society has become so perverted and so corrupt that it's just inevitable. We have more perversion, corruption, criminal activity, and we're just totally inept from any morals. We're totally inept from God, and greed and lust and perversion and deception rue the day. So this is the spiritual battle that eventually had to be here. Humanity, the West, had become so corrupt, had become so sick, so deceived, and so just inept of morals or God that this is the culmination of all of it, Alex. This is humanity finally deciding we're done living in a perverse society. We're done living in a West that's so corrupt where we don't even know what freedom is anymore. We're done having tyrants run our country. We're done with the lies. And it's a spiritual battle. It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be easy. But humanity has finally reached this point where we've seen what we've become in the mirror. And some of us reject it and get violent. Others want to fix it.
And let's expand on that. The left went, oh, party, do whatever you want. Anything goes except my free speech or raising my kids the way I want or living my life. And now they've really shown themselves as the authoritarians. Matt Bracken?
Yeah, whether you are a believer in God or in natural law, which could, you know, in a sense, be on the same side, this level of perversion and taking humanity towards areas that are so far out of bounds, the snapback was inevitable. The pendulum returning is inevitable. What's different, though, is that we have such a technologically complex society that if there are, you know, massive riots that lead to looting, the whole thing can go down the tubes because, it'll be impossible to sustain this type of an economy if there are, highways being blocked, railroads being sabotaged, things
sure,
like that.
Sure, no one believes you can have a world war until 50 million die. Everybody thinks it goes on forever until you realize how fragile it is.
Yeah, and I want to make a point about what you said, lazing, the left lazing. That's exactly right. The Kavanaugh hearings showed that the Democrats and the media were willing to participate in an all-out character assassination and totally lie about it. And even as the false witnesses are revealed, they don't care. It's a tactic. It's like what Harry Reid said. You know, well, it worked, didn't it? Lying about tax returns. So what we're seeing is that the left and the media will absolutely lie. They will point at the sky and say that it's green or purple and with a straight face. But, and I wrote about this in a short story called What I Saw at the Coup, at a certain point, the media will become targeted. And, you know, that when they become an active participant in this civil war, when they become, you know, virtually the Goebbels of the left, then they become part of, you know, one of the soldiers, and they can't then expect to be in some sacrosanct bubble. You know, look at what happens.
Well, they know that. That's why they're preemptively doing it. You're right. Pastor Sam in Texas. Pastor Sam, thanks for holding. You're a trooper. You're on the air.
I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. That is out of Ezekiel 38, and it's exactly what the roundtable is discussing right now. I'd encourage the Info Warriors to look at it. I've been pounding the pavement pretty hard, Alex, and I've got 20 things to say. I'd like to just pick one or two. We have some elected representatives that have gone on the war path, and they're being suppressed. We need to get in and really call them. Rep. Steve King out of Iowa, Senator Jim Inhofe out of Oklahoma, he just laid out his funding plan for the border wall, and it's almost nowhere in the news. I was at that conference. I asked some questions to the senator, and we had a good talk about that, which can be found if you bing up Pastor Sam-Inhofe. You won't find it anywhere else on the net, what was really discussed in his press conference, because this is what the news is trying to do. But it's time for us as a land of unwalled villages to fortify our defenses and to really strengthen ourselves and be ready for battle. I appreciate you, Alex, as a battlefield commander, going out to each foxhole and saying, okay, no more 50% alert.
everybody's got to be awake all the time, all night long, because now's the time that the attack's coming. That's always a shock to the young soldier, but the grizzled veterans know it, and you're 100% right. One more thing. Austin PD, it's time for you to be on the side of right. We know the Patriots know all about Dr. Terry Allen's organ trafficking ring. We know how many exchange students have disappeared and walked out of his house in 15 igloo coolers. It is time for you to stand up to the wicked powers that are right here in this capital city and to take them down. Hold them accountable to the law. To the law. That's all we ask is Patriots.
All right, Pastor, I don't know about igloo coolers and stuff, but I appreciate your point. The point that we're an open, free society. That's being exploited. Let's jam in one more here. Let's go ahead and talk to Golda in Minnesota. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for having me on. So this whole Jim Acosta thing, we're all talking about how he's touching a woman's arm and talking about video editing. We're missing the big point. He doesn't follow directions in these press briefing rooms. That itself is a form of violence. When I was watching him, kind of challenging the president, getting rough, he was less than 2 feet away from the president, not following directions, not listening to people, fighting this lady. I think that the reason why they want him in that press briefing room and all these journalists are there is to kind of be a Trojan horse or inspire some sort of crazy to actually attack the president. I don't think
you're saying Acosta could be used at a later point as a distraction or some sort of a foil.
Right. I think what's really happening is they're all part of the resistance. CNN actually supports Antifa, right?
Oh, no. CNN is a dedicated foreign offshore criminal institution. Great points. Let me get Matt Bracken and our other guest take on that and a few more calls. And then you got to get suited up. The War Room, 3 to 6 p.m.
I'll take all these callers on the War Room that don't make it here, Alex.
They can transfer those over. All right. We'll be right back, folks. But the big news is we got a new attorney general. We'll get your takes on that, too, when we come back. All hell's breaking loose, and we're covering it. Live, uncensored, and really hated by the globalists.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you, sir. We got a great crew here, you know. You know, a lot of our crew are former members of the Legion of Doom. No, seriously, let's get serious. Ginsburg hospitalized with broken ribs. Man, more bad news, I tell you. Texas judge released a juvenile defendant after losing election. South African whites barred from registering on government jobs website. Now, see, if I'm against whites being discriminated against, I'm a white supremacist. But I wouldn't want to hear that blacks anywhere were barred because, I believe in Martin Luther King and common sense. But over there, ZeroHedge.com, it's up on Infowars.com, they're taking the land. They're saying you can't register. Whites can't have jobs. Wow, that's what Hitler did to the Jews. Baby trafficking ring busted in massive raid. That's up on Infowars.com. Five-month-old baby rescue. This is happening everywhere. A multi-1,000% increase. Even NPR has to report on it. But they say Trump's not doing anything. That's what's scary to me, is to watch national news go, Jones claims there's pedophile rings. The Pope's about to step down because of it. Matt Bracken, enemiesforeigndomestic.com, former Navy SEAL terrorism expert. I almost feel guilty that I haven't been more chicken with the head cut off today with Antifa activating 900 events, harassing people. Like you said, they're creating the atmosphere. They don't even know why they've been sent. I know why from my own research and sources. I was told 6 months ago, if you see Antifa start going to people's houses all over, that they don't know they're being set up. That means that the deep state criminal elements are preparing a coup against the entire nationalist resistance. And when I did a video on that, they flipped out, lied about what I said, and took it down. So they're particularly scared of this analysis. And I've learned, over the target, get the flack. I get more flack on this than anything else, and now it's manifesting. You're a smart guy. In closing comments, what do you think's going on?
Well, we're going to see it turn the corner when it goes from mobs outside of houses to targeted assassination. And the targeted assassinations will be just as likely to be a false flag as not. And another factor is our weaponized lunatics. especially in the internet era, it's particularly easy to find somebody who's labile and susceptible and then spin them up and turn them into a human weapon. I'm not saying that any of the recent ones, like the fake bomber in his van, he was practically a walking advertisement. Please weaponize me for some purpose. I'm an idiot and I'll do anything. But another factor in here that we're seeing in the California case, the Thousand Oaks case, we're going to see, especially with the new Democratic Congress, a really harsh crackdown on anybody that's ever visited a shrink or taken any kind of a psychotropic drug being forbidden to own firearms. And this will be another way to ratchet the pressure on conservatives. We saw in Maryland a couple days ago the first red flag fatality where the police went to somebody's house to confiscate his weapons because I forget what the issue was, a restraining order or something, but
it was a divorce, yeah.
But the guy, you know, got into a tussle with the cops and he's dead. So you want to get the conservatives spun up to get the overall speed of this thing moving faster and faster. Find ways, backdoor ways to threaten to take away conservatives.
No, I get it. That's why I haven't been really covering those, is because I get it's an attempt to provocate. You're absolutely right. Matt Bracken, great job. We'll talk to you again soon. Michael Graves, Owen Schroyer. Owen, you got the War Room coming up here in just a few minutes. You guys got an event, two events, a flag laying event. People say, oh, big flag laying. They hate our veterans. They hate our dead. Nothing triggers them like the veneration of sacrifice. Very important ritual. And then the unborn. You're going to honor the dead that stood up for freedom, and you're going to honor the unborn.
Yeah, and again, Alex, this is mass genocide happening in America. And, I mean, if you want to do the identity politics, millions and millions of black babies in New York are aborted.
It's like 70% of the blacks are aborted in New York.
More than that are even born. So it's a really sad story. So we're raising issue to this. And, you know, there's so many great veterans that have done so much for this country, even after they serve. You know, the least I can do, I mean, my grandfather served as well. The least I can do is go out and lay a flag and honor their sacrifice on the Marines' birthday. And I'm going to be honored to be joined by a bunch of Marines who are joining me. So that's at Texas State Cemetery. What was it, guys? Navasota Street here in Austin, Texas. That's at 10 o'clock in the morning if you want to join us there. And then at 1 o'clock at the Planned Parenthood in South Austin on Ben White Boulevard. That's the Stop the Government Funding of Abortion. Because here's the thing, Alex. There's nothing I can do personally.
No, I agree. If you want a nose job or to have your balls chopped off, I shouldn't have to pay for the sex change. And don't make me pay, you're going to kill your baby.
Exactly. So right now it's legal to abort your baby, and that's fine. But it should be totally illegal to take government funds to pay for it.
Which Travis County is the only one in Texas makes you pay.
And also, they fund the Democrat Party. So it's totally illegal. So we're gonna raise some awareness there. And it's going to be a great event just with great people.
Yeah, folks, be there. We appreciate you spending an hour and a half with us. Michael Graves, again, officialmichaelgraves.com, former head of the Misfits, great band on your own, have a lot of courage to promote freedom. Closing comments by this amazing, epic transmission.
Well, we talked a lot today about energy, and I guess my message is to the patriots and the believers out there is to remember that Lucifer, Satan, is not the opposite of God. It's not God's equal on the other side. Lucifer, Satan, the accuser, the spirit of false
is a con artist.
He's our adversary. He's ours, not God's. Not God's. God has control over everything. He's ours, and we have to continue to fight and push back. And it is my honor to be here and to be on the team.
No, but you're right. I mean, he's our tester. He's not equal with God. He's a joke to God. He's at our level.
Yes, yes. And he is running rampant. Remember, be vigilant, right? And sober-minded, because the devil roams the earth looking for souls to devour, roaring like a lion.
And Alex, I think the big news of the day here, as we're about to conclude here, I'm going to take all your calls on the War Room, by the way. So callers that didn't get in, you can...
Marshall and Tim room. And Chris and Jeff and Dre and Jacob and Ryan, and we'll probably get to Ryan here in a minute, but go ahead.
I think, Alex, it's clear what's happening right now. The deep state, the globalists, believed they had Jeff Sessions under control, so they didn't, you know, pull the plug. They didn't light the dynamite. Now,
Trump was getting ready.
Now that Sessions is out, they don't think they have control over Whitaker, and they're totally afraid. So now they have to pull that cork. They have to let the flood.
The race is on. All right, pull that back up because they want me to plug, but I'm not. Just InfoWarsStore.com, water filters, T-shirts, books, supplements. If you don't support us, we won't be here. And then we really need your support, so thank you all for support, InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, share the articles, the videos. That's what really matters, because when I say they're getting ready for civil war, folks, it's already been initiated. It's on. We've gone down the slide. It's here. So we have up to 67% off products, InfoWarsStore.com. The new X3, it's got three types of iodine. It's even better. Check that out. Real quick here, let's jam another caller. Sean in Florida, you say censorship, Dems, violence turning up, civility. What do you think's going on?
Hey, AJ, Owen, the Destroyer, Matt, you guys, I love you guys. You're patriots, man. Absolute patriots. I'm totally disgusted, me and my wife, with the politics now. They say more civility after they won some of the, you know, the House. It's absolutely absurd. I can't believe it. I talked to you when you were on Clyde Lewis and on his program, and, you know, how what a kind of a patriot you were, and all the facts that you come out with, all the people you've had on your program, everybody. I mean, you had senators, congressmen, people, you know, of valor and distinction on your program. Everything you say is pretty much always spot on. These people are lunatics. I can't even talk to my mother. My mother is like an atheist, and I'm a libertarian Christian, and I can't even talk to my mother. You know what I mean? I mean,
well, it's not her fault. So she's in a trance. She's in a trance. But I hear you. What do we do?
I can't break her out of it, man. I can't break her. You know, and I'm not going to try. She's old, she's 80 years old, but still, the whole thing is, the bottom line is, how can you threaten the president with death, you know, and not be, and not...
Acosta pushed that woman. I've had family call this morning and said, why'd you fake a video?
Alex, you get banned from social media for just making a comment that's all about free speech, Second Amendment. They ban you from social media.
I said, you little jerk, you've gotten me banned and you brag. You little twerp, in public and I'm banned. And then they're like, oh, go to people's houses and threaten them.
They're doxing people. They're inciting violence. They're doing all this and they're perfectly allowed to. I mean, I don't know, man. No.
Well, listen, they got the system on their side and it's all rigged. The good news is their time's coming to an end. Sean, epic times. What do you think of this new attorney general? I think by the response we've seen that he's real.
I think it's awesome. I think we need a clean house once and for all. I'm so pissed off. You know, I'm a registered Democrat for 34 years. I swear to God. I mean, I have my registration still. I vote Republican all the way down the line because of the situation that we're in. Attorney General, awesome. Awesome. I mean, I want this guy to clean. They need a clean house. We love the president, me and my wife, my son, my family, you know, besides my mom. You know, but we this guy, we need to clean up now. I mean,
well, I agree. I'm out of time. Other callers coming up. War Room right now, InfoWars.com/show. Spread that link. It's the only way we get past the censors. And you've been doing it, so the show's actually expanded. So amazing job. Michael Graves, great to meet you in person. Love your work for 20 years. All right, folks, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Get ready.